What's poppin'? It's the weekend, Liberty Weekend, with the Drew and Mike Show for Friday and beyond. Yeah, 3-day week will be nice. I forgot all about that till right now.
Doesn't it feel good then?
I guess. Every day seems the same to me, almost.
Well, you'll be able to go to the health club soon.
That's true. I'm so glad they compiled a lot of information overnight that they apparently did not have yesterday. Yeah, that just really pisses me off because I feel like she just wanted to announce the $5 billion deal with Huntington Bank and didn't want to crowd up all the great news by opening gyms. So why not just have the gym people not make any money for one more day? I mean, what's one more day? And I guess she can announce the bowling alleys and the movies on another day after they've lost everything for a few more days. Just saying. And high school football is on?
Yeah.
Now, how are they going to play? Because they've been doing nothing for all this time. Can they just start right up with no practice?
Oh, I'm sure they've been practicing.
Wait, how can they be practicing? They're not allowed to have games.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Who practices without games?
The Big Ten.
Oh, are they still practicing?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. Football? Whenever football.
We're talking about practice.
What about myocarditis or the heart thing?
Well,
they don't believe in science. Jim Harbaugh does not believe in science.
Nope, not
He's
at
not
all.
A science teacher.
Exactly.
So we have high school football, we have pro football, we have no Michigan or Michigan State football.
Yep.
And we have no school at Michigan State.
Practice, Randy!
And we have what?
Most no school on campus at Michigan State.
Well, isn't that why? Isn't that why there's no college football? Because of the communal living?
College football? If they can live communally on a college campus, they can certainly, 100 guys can play college football.
Oh, I know. But Michigan State isn't doing that or asking them not to.
So then they can't play football if the Big Ten does decide to play?
I don't know.
Is there no campus?
I don't know. What about Rutgers, who's had a ton of outbreaks?
I was watching the news this morning, and they're going through all these campuses that have just a zillion cases of coronavirus. And the one of them was, let's see, I got here somewhere. I think it was West Virginia had, these giant crowds at West Virginia outside this bar, and they got a giant crowd here, there, and of course the president says, to say I'm disappointed would be an understatement. And I'm like, really? You thought you're going to invite a campus full of 30, 40,000 kids back, and they weren't going to party?
He's just covering his
really?
Ass.
Because honestly, I'm starting to think that people who run universities are the dumbest people in the world. If they believed that this wasn't going to cause outbreaks. And by the way, I see some of them, they were talking about, there's a whole bunch of cases at University of Indiana, 30 of the 40 Greek houses are in quarantine. And it's like, they had rush week last week. So I guess you think that rush week, they would wear masks and stay 6 feet apart and not party and not try to bang girls because fraternities
drink
don't
beer.
Do that.
Yeah,
fraternities
right.
are so good at following rules. They're so compliant. They always they don't haze. They don't never have underage drinking. They never have people trying to get women drunk so they can take advantage of them. I mean, really? Did they really? I mean, I don't even know why. This isn't even news to me. Of course there's an outbreak at campuses. In fact, that's going
to
be
to college.
In about, 2 weeks, I'm going, oh, my God, cases are up. What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, they say, well, let's reopen something, too, so it must be those gyms in Michigan. No, you got a bunch of college campuses in every state open, spreading coronavirus. And, you know, for all the hullabaloo over, I'm not going to say hullabaloo anymore. Can you bleep that, Brandon?
Nope.
It's either that or ballyhoo.
They're both great words. What's wrong with those words?
I like
that's
brouhaha
a show term.
Too. Can you fit brouhaha?
Yeah, I like brouhaha.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha-ha.
What was I just saying? For all the...
Ballyhoo.
All the...
Hubbub.
All the upset over gyms and what could happen at gyms. Has Gretchen Whitmer said anything about college campuses opening? Has she shamed college campuses at all or even checked in on that? Why would they be sacred cows and gyms and movie theaters and bowling alleys are such terrible places?
I don't know.
Has she said anything about college campuses?
Not that I know of.
I noticed yesterday somebody was livid about this. I didn't see this, but I guess she was asked, well, gee, have you compiled any information about the gyms up north? Because they've been open for a while. And her answer was, well, I guess we're going to have to look into that.
Whoa.
They're not bothering to look into that? You've got all
these
people.
I have learned about that, Mike.
All these people can't run their businesses, and people like me can't work out. We're all suffering horribly, and you haven't even bothered to look into it. And she had just said that, I didn't see this, Mark. You said something about the Native American casinos, that they weren't having
tribal
outbreaks.
Casinos. That's what she said in the press conference.
I can't call them Native American casinos?
I don't know. Fine. Call them what you want. I don't care what you call them.
Indigenous people
tribal
casinos?
You sound like you're correcting me when you said tribal casinos. Indigenous people, that would work.
I'm slightly distracted because Hank Winchester's on Channel 4 with him getting a colonoscopy.
Whoa.
Well, if you're so into that, I don't want to distract you.
No, it's that. It was just, I don't know, whatever. Sorry.
So she brought up the fact that tribal casinos have not had an outbreak, so therefore she decided it was okay to go 15% in the Detroit casinos, right?
So she says, yeah.
But she didn't bother to check on the health clubs up north. So the health clubs go up. And by the way, did she shame the tribal casinos while she was at it?
Why do you want... Guy, you want her to do a lot of shaming.
I want her to shame... if she's going to shame some people like Fifth Avenue and Royal Oak for their three cases, can she not shame the casinos that are just letting anybody roll in, not wear masks, do whatever they want?
Haven't the tribal casinos had enough of that, being shamed by white people? I mean,
have they been? I don't know. I don't ever recall a tribal casino being shamed. They do whatever they want, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Now they do.
Yeah, they're not.
They short people tens and aces, too. And I'm the only one that shamed them for that.
They got their own rules, man.
I know. Must be nice. Anyway, okay. But she's great. She does a great job overall. And I'm sorry about that. There are 1,000 cases at University of South Carolina, University of Georgia, 800 cases. Indiana got the Greeks all shut down. And Arizona State, Gettysburg College, which I've barely even heard of.
Never heard of it.
The entire school is in the dorms, shut down.
It's the best advertising they've ever had.
And I thought, COVID. Being in the dorms, isn't that kind of like being on a cruise ship? They can't leave the dorms?
Oh, boy. Yeesh. Very nasty smelling in there, I bet.
And they...
ass.
And the lead story out of all this was that there is one death from the Sturgis rally, which was...
Yeah, the first death.
2 weeks ago?
No, hasn't it been more than 2 weeks?
3 weeks. Well, I mean, honestly, I thought about that, and they said 400,000 people were there. I thought it was more than that. If you put 400,000 people in one place, isn't somebody going to die in the next...
You're right. August 7th, August 16th, so it wasn't that long ago.
August 7th? Well, almost a month. But it was going 2.5 weeks ago. But still, I mean, that's a lot of people, like Woodstock... I mean, I would expect people to die at Woodstock. And I don't know about the cases or if there's other people who are going to die. It just didn't seem that bad.
The Rock has it.
Well, it was crazy.
260 cases, 11 states tied back so far.
Half a million people?
Yeah, I would think it would have been worse, honestly. Because they were having indoor concerts, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, Arch Beats and East is this weekend. But they have drive-in concerts.
I know.
You drive there, and you sit in your car and watch the concert. And I think you can have a little space around the car to get down.
There's a wedding in Maine. Dance. There's a wedding in Maine that has 134 cases linked to it.
Oh, God. Who's the...
And a couple deaths.
How many people were at the wedding?
I don't know. At least 136, because the bride and groom are okay.
So The Rock had COVID, but he said he got it from, like, friends who came over. Like, they were locked down like a vault, and then they had these... icky friends come by and spew.
Scummy, skanky friends over. And that was his message.
It doesn't matter.
You like your scummy, skanky friends, but you can't have them over and not wear masks and be careful.
Yeah, and he still loves them.
Did you see the
Would you feel bad about somebody who did that to you, though? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would feel
really
bad.
Sure, they didn't mean to.
If I gave it to anybody, I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
Especially if they died.
The other two famous people that have COVID-19, Robert Pattinson, the new Batman.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Apparently has it.
He's so moody.
He'll be okay.
And Silvio Berlusconi, the former Italian prime minister, he of the Bunga Bunga parties.
Yeah.
With all the chicks, apparently, has coronavirus. But the saddest thing is Alyssa Milano is still complaining about her COVID-19.
She must have the worst, possibly the worst corona case ever. Because she says she has heart palpitations. I don't even think, is that a symptom?
She says, I still have occasional heart palpitations. I still forget my words. Absolute worst part. She puts in parentheses. But it's not nearly as bad as it was a few weeks ago. Is anybody asking her for a weekly update on her COVID-19?
No.
Dude, there was a listener who sent this information in, and I did a little bit of a deep dive, and I had no idea that this information was out there. Now, she recently had a viral, you know, tweet that was like, look at my hair, it's coming out. This is because of the COVID-19. And then
I know hair loss was an effect of COVID-19. Is that a fact?
Well, I'm not sure, but that's definitely what she blamed it on. And it went viral, as most things that she says, unfortunately, do. Well, what I did not realize, and what a listener maybe on the Boner Line or an email had sent this to me last week, was she was actually a part of the Wen Hair Products, W-E-N. I don't know if you remember. It's all over the internet if you look into it. Mm-hmm. This was something where she was the spokesperson for it until they got sued because their product was making all of the customers' hair fall out. So this is out there, and yet no one has really said, hey, isn't it because...
Oh, you mean her product is making people's hair fall out?
Yes.
The product she was pitching. Yeah, it's not hers.
Yes.
Is anyone going to call that out?
Brandon just did.
Does she have a shield?
I don't know. Alyssa Milano has absolutely zero shield.
That's the reason.
I mentioned Arts Beats and Eats Royal Oak. It does have a scaled-down version of Arts Beats and Eats. You can do a drive-in concert. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the website, you can see all that information. They actually have a lot of stuff going on, but it's very, very scaled down. And they're raising money for the bands, too, which is great. In fact, somebody agreed to match, I think, up to $500,000. Now, I don't think they'll raise that much, but, I mean, that's a lot to offer to match. Yeah. Anyway.
Are the Orbitsons part of it, then? Is that for real?
I don't know, but they're going to the site.
Yeah.
And they have all the bands listed, and they're all local. No big national bands, but a lot of music. So there you go. This is actually probably a great weekend to go. And there's no cost if you want to go hang out in Royal Oak. It's not like you have to pay you have to enter for Arts Beats and Eats normally and pay, $5 or whatever. Uh-huh. You don't have to do that. And parking is free for 2 hours, too. It's not like it was, but it's free for 2 hours. And I think it's 75 cents an hour after that. So pretty good deal. And, of course, you got your Royal Oak bucks. A lot of you, even though you keep spending them, a lot of you still have them. And there's the Lyft dealio. That's what I meant to ask about. How many people are using the Lyft? 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Friday and Thursday, and you can get $10 off going in using the code GO2RO, and you get $10 off going home using GO2RO. And a pretty good deal there in Royal Oak, and a big, big weekend. I bet it'll be really busy. There'll be lots of people spending their Royal Oak bucks. And more to come from Royal Oak. I guess they're going to be with us for a while yet, so pretty cool. And Facebook Live, brought to you by Emergency Response Services, because water is everywhere. You can't get away from it. Water's fighting its way into your home right now, as we speak. It is. And it's leaving mold behind, and it's just doing horrible things. It's ruining your life until you call 877-JOB-DONE or go to 877-JOB-DONE.com. Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Also, the COVID business, they have taken that on. It's generally anything that involves an emergency. They are probably part of your program to get help quick. COVID disinfection of work vehicles, workplaces, or I don't imagine any place you're concerned about. 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated and the Hall Financial Hotline. We have anybody to call today? We were so lucky on the phone yesterday.
We can call the salon owner in San Francisco to see if she's apologized.
Apologized?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For her conspiracy?
She's doubling down.
Pelosi wants an apology.
Really? Really?
You didn't see her press conference?
No, she had a press conference about this?
Yeah, yesterday she had a big press conference. She was set up.
It's everybody else's fault.
Does anyone believe that a salon would set her up? I mean, that's an incredible thing to say, because the salon is fucked.
Regardless, she should fucking know better.
Well, it's isn't that her district? I mean, shouldn't she know the rules and laws in her own district?
That's what I mean. But she claims she called them and said it was fine, which, you know, I don't believe. And then I saw the salon owner on Tucker last night, and she's like, everyone has to wear a mask. It's like, well, why did you let her in without a mask? So
Nancy Pelosi
wasn't nuts about either side of this story.
Well, but I don't think she had anything to do with it. She rented out the space to the other person.
Are you going
to
tell Nancy Pelosi what to do? I mean, people. Oh, that typically happens with famous people.
A lot of people like to tell her what to do.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do. But, I mean, her business. No, her business is screwed.
She certainly should have known.
Her business is completely destroyed now because she is in a very liberal area, and Nancy Pelosi is saying that she set Nancy Pelosi up. So, if she did that on purpose, she completely destroyed her business. So I find it really hard to believe. But, yeah, we can call her. Anybody else for the Hall Financial Hotline?
She can move to Arizona like everybody else in California.
Yeah, make the value of my house go up even more. Please do it. That's crazy. I have so many people contacting me to buy my house in Arizona. You know how that happens?
Really?
It's crazy. They're all full of shit, too, and they make lowball offers. Because actually, one of them, even though I was not even close to selling my house, they said, well, what do you offer? So they start asking all these questions. I'm like, I'm not going to answer all these questions. You call me out of the clear blue sky? And
come
you expect
on, your
me
house
to answer-
sucks.
Get out of here. So they ended up sending in an offer anyway. Low ball. Way low ball. Get out of here.
There are some people who want a forensic accountant on whether or not you have a hedge that's shaped like a baseball.
I did. I used to have a baseball. I trimmed it myself, and it's gotten sloppier and sloppier with each renter over the years, and is no longer shaped like a baseball.
Well, yeah, they grow out. I mean,
Bush.
Well, the standard that I set was not kept up by renters. Yeah. That's surprising. So, yeah, it's grown out.
You should put that in the contract.
You can see it. I don't want to give my address right now, but I'll point it out to you, Trudy. You can see on Zillow. Hall Financial rocks, according to Jacob, who sent us a note. He said everything start to finish took a little less than 3 weeks, but only required 2 hours of actual work, gathering documents, etc. They were so organized. I was able to get my rate to go from 4% down to 2.75, 30-year fixed. I also got rid of my mortgage insurance. No appraisal required. Saved me $300 a month. Wow, that's pretty cool. Think of how much money that is.
That's huge.
I worked with Henry Doe and Maria Bartolone. Highly recommend those two. Glad you guys work with awesome companies like Hall Financial.
Nice.
They're awesome. They are awesome. NMLS number 1467435. Call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. Go to DavidHallMortgage.com/Drew and Mike. So, okay, anybody else besides the salon?
That's really the only new one.
Well, dial them up.
I still kind of wanted to talk to the balloon boy to get his take on David David Blaine yesterday.
I think he'd be very excited about it, though. He was very generous with his competition.
Although I'm sad to say, I think today might be soccer practice day, Trudy.
Oh, really? He can do soccer practice?
I just know that from talking to his dad. Tarp!
Boy, I'm kind of surprised that there was caving on high school football. There was a lot of people giving a lot of crap.
So how does that work? How does that work for a district that is all virtual, though?
I have no idea. I just saw the rules, which are you can have two people attend per player, and there can be no more than 100 people watching the game for each team. And other than that, I don't know much.
She said it's up to each district, but what district is going to say no?
They can all play, and the kids will survive. They'll be all right. I mean, they're young. Youth is a beautiful thing. And that's why I won't be at their games, because I don't want to get it from them.
Right.
Because I don't have that going for me anymore, sadly.
Hmm. Oh, man.
You know, life's tough.
You're bumming out.
When you're in that compromised age group. Although I saw it's... I know. Fuck. I saw somebody call it 65 recently. It was you before that was 60 forever. It was like, you know, if you're 60 or over, you better watch it.
Well,
65. I just one place saw that, and it was kind of like a small victory.
You're
a very small victory.
You're younger, though, not chronologically, but you are because you HGH it.
Oh, can I?
You're younger.
Is there some kind of multiplier I can put into my
age? Yeah, the HGH factor is like 5 years.
You know what? I need my shot today. I didn't take it. Ooh, thank you for saying that. And I could glob up too. It's Thursday. I mean, it's a Friday show. It seems like I should be globbed up.
Do you feel like you have to work out every day now that
Yes, sir.
Health club and gyms are open since you were demanding it for so long. Mad they couldn't get their seeds.
I do.
I love that Bonerline caller said they all better have their vegetables growing because they were so mad about not having their seeds.
I want to work out tomorrow.
Really?
You got to wait till the 9th, open? Right? I think you have to wait till the 9th.
What?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. I'm going to work out outside the club.
The governor in the again. Lot. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Why do we have
to
wait?
The story, huh?
Why do we have to wait 5 days?
Because you announced it today, but it's after the Labor Day holiday.
What?
Sort of.
Yeah, no wearing white.
Wouldn't it be
either.
Better if I was in the club than at some blowout outside?
Well, come just on, have to Whitmer. Go to the blowout and tell her it's because she wouldn't let you go.
I bet her husband will be out working out somewhere.
Oh, he has
raking
been.
Leaves or
raking leaves.
Some kind of a blowout.
Raking leaves.
This is a song about getting your hair blown out.
Why did it just disappear?
What is going on? Why has that been happening?
Spotify's all jacked up.
Why don't I have sound?
Were you pulling up Matt on Spotify?
Yeah.
Is that where you normally get it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it dropped out the other day, too.
Oh, right to voicemail anyway.
Oh, yeah. So. Okay. Any other important numbers?
Nope.
Wait, who did we say that we were going to call at the end of the show yesterday? There were a couple people.
Well, Tony Dow.
Well, we can't call him back already.
I don't think so.
Is that
his
a real
wife
headache?
Was really cool. And, you know, we were on her shit list because we called him very early in the morning back in the day. And yeah. I made it sound like she was kind of bitchy. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning when we called. And Tony answered one line and she answered another. She was pissed. He was nice.
Oh.
I was reading about his marriages. When did you think, like, the Tommy Chong story happened? Like, what year?
Oh, probably the 70s.
That's what I thought. So that wife, he married her in 1980.
Oh, she lied about being there.
Well, I'm wondering if it was multiple parties.
It could have been during the 80s. I'm sure George Harrison was smoking dope and Tommy was smoking dope in the 80s.
But remember,
she was insistent that it was Lennon.
Yeah, and Harrison wasn't there.
Oh, that's
there.
Right.
So I wonder if it was... Well, no, I wonder if Dow went to a bunch of those parties.
That's right. She said the story said it was Lennon. So he would still have to be alive, of course.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Tommy maybe has conflated some things.
I don't know. I think that she's wrong because she would remember the smell, you know, of John Lennon if he was in that room.
That's the strongest scent, yeah.
Yeah, but it was.
Except Tommy said the pot smelled.
Yeah, it was skunky.
It was very pungent, so.
How much of 1980 did John Lennon live in?
Up till December 9th.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So it just probably happened in 1980.
Well, Brandon's prep has a lot.
No, actually, no, it did not happen because George Harrison and John Lennon did not see each other for quite a while before he died.
Oh. Of course you know.
I do know that.
Of course you know down to the month when they were hanging out, when they were calling.
I mean, I know they spoke within a couple years of his death, but they were not on the best of terms, which is unfortunate.
Did you check out Brandon's prep, though, with all the articles about this dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Nuts. That dude was nuts.
And Tommy, did Tommy watch a documentary on this guy? I mean, he knew
Lewis
everything
Beach.
About him.
No, he lived
Marvin
it.
The Third.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Vin Scully. I told somebody today that
should we
talked,
call Vin every day? He misses us. He's
could
he
act like
us.
We could act like it's a different show, and I don't know. Really care. By the way, he was speaking quite musically as Vin Scully does the entire time. It was funny listening.
Got
back
a pattern,
to it.
Yeah.
But they asked me, I said, we had Tommy Chong on, and we had Vin Scully on. And the person said, you had them both on at once? I said, oh, my God, would that be cool to have Tommy Chong and Vin Scully on at the same time?
Ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. Yeah. So,
somebody says
okay.
We should call Will Forte. And Andy Dick.
We should call Andy Dick.
It's been a long time.
Why don't we dial him up?
See how he's doing.
Well, I'll do a read while we're trying to see if Andy Dick will answer his phone. He's been. What's he? Wait, there was just news about him. Brandon. What just happened with Andy Dick?
He sued the dude who knocked him out in New Orleans. I know that. I know that happened.
Really?
There's something entertainment wise though. Shoot, I should just Google him. Just Google him.
I
swear he was just in the
about
news.
Him and Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, gross.
What do you mean?
Let's see.
Why are they dragging him into the Ron Jeremy story? Yeah. Unless he was there.
I think it was just a random story last week that Andy Dick officiated some kind of a wedding or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
That was the newest thing.
And Andy peed in the sink while he was officiating the wedding.
Well,
that's what I was
multitasking.
But Ron Jeremy was the flower girl of the wedding or something like that.
No, that's our wedding. Ron Jeremy is the best man at our wedding.
I'm telling you, it's part of this.
But Ron Jeremy was in jail at that time, wasn't he? Or was he not yet arrested?
I found the story Brandon was talking about. Andy Dick officiates the wedding, and yeah, Jeremy was the flower girl. And there's something about Janis Joplin. I don't know.
The spirit of Janis. I know. It was
the wedding of two
That's
friends in the closet.
Spitting it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Whatever. Well, that is interesting. Certainly worthy of a call. I mean, it's worthy of a call anyway.
How many drugs were involved in that? Several.
A lot of booze.
Yeah.
How many cameos? I think Andy's got to be living on his cameos. Because I don't know. What else? These people aren't doing anything work-wise. Nobody can work. I haven't noticed. Have you seen any Andy Dick videos, Brandon? While you're looking, our friends at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com are at it again. Selling cars like candy bars, pounding them high, letting them fly, stacking them deep, selling them cheap. Because emptying the lot while the weather's still hot is why the summer clearance event at Zot hits the spot. So, here's what we got. 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4s as low as $188 a month. Get a new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass lease at just $155 a month. And then there's the 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trail Hawk 4-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. And finally, the Jeep Wrangler. And those aren't easy to find, but the good news is there's no better time to go to Zot for Jeep Wrangler. Because you can order your Wrangler exactly the way you want it. See all this and more at DealsInTheD.com. And if you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam. Boy, people are divorcing. COVID is not good for marriage. The American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. You know, so many people just assume, oh, I'm not going to be a custodial parent. I'm going to lose my property. Well, maybe not. Maybe you should have an advocate who knows what it's all about for you, the man. The subject of the American Divorce Association for Men. They're offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers. I assume that still stands because they know men working on the front line need to get divorced too, unfortunately. Call Adam, 248-356-2326. Andy Dick, did you go to voicemail?
I have not called it yet.
Okay. God, there's a lot of entertainment news today, by the way.
Andy.
And, of course, the big sports death, Tom Seaver. Tom Terrific.
COVID.
No, he didn't have COVID, did he?
Yeah, he had COVID and dementia.
He did? He had COVID? Yeah. But why would a guy with dementia be out and about with COVID people?
Maybe he didn't know he was.
Maybe somebody breathed on him.
It's kind of weird.
Where he was.
Yeah, he had Lewy body syndrome, which is terrible.
Hey, is Steve Carlton still alive? I guess I could Google
Steve Carlton? I think so.
I've always connected those two in my head for no reason.
Well, they're both pretty stellar. At the same time.
Is Carlton the best lefty ever?
Cy Young was the best lefty ever.
Well, that anybody ever saw.
People saw Cy Young.
No one saw him.
Hey.
Andy.
Thanks for calling. Oh. Leave your name and your phone number, and I will call you back. Thank you so much.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification,
boo fucking poo.
Oh no, I messed up. Fuck.
Hey, Brandon, since he has your number, you want to text him?
Yeah, I can text him. I don't receive any photos in return.
I messed
you
up.
You still have that butthole photo on your phone?
Of course he does.
I do, yeah.
Really?
You haven't changed phones? It's not like stored on my phone or anything, but the messages between Andy and I are still on the phone, yes. And if you scroll back, yes, the photos are in there.
You should make it your wallpaper.
It's a bad one. If we weren't on Facebook Live, I'd show it to you right now.
Someone sent me Hope Solo, by the way.
That reminds
me. Also, I got some text messages today. Apparently, Tom Asaway has suggested he has some great opportunities for other people who need insurance. Some other people in contact.
Oh, someone else, by the way. Someone else Google mapped his house to where he worked and said it was 23 minutes away, not 15.
I see.
I don't know who did that.
So, not as close, not as convenient. I thought he was going to work at the car dealership that was like 2 minutes away. What happened to that? You'd rather sell insurance than cars?
Maybe.
I wonder who his guest was today, because he clearly had no earthly idea who his guest was going to be yesterday.
Wild.
None.
That's
cool. He does. I mean, honestly, he did that when he was with Matt Derry. It was always day of, hour of, you know, we got so-and-so. And I remember we were working on Jim Palmer for a couple days for some reason. And all of a sudden, he's on their show. I'm like, what? And he just called him, like, that moment. And Jim apparently answered the phone. He's like, hey, you want to go? Yeah, sure.
Jim Palmer. Is he still?
Yeah.
Really?
He's still alive. But he's looking good.
Is he? Oh.
Of course he is.
I'm trying to find... So I told Trudy, I told you how I was looking at photos of Charlotte when she was a kid, and the girls were looking at it too. So I had it on the big screen TV, my phone was just broadcasting up there. Uh-huh. So I'm swiping through, we're watching videos. I'm trying to find the exact one.
And then,
actually, you know, it's one of those photos Bentley had sent me that apparently I saved. The wine bottle with the erect penis next to it. I'm like, nobody said anything. Nobody reacted.
The Christmas tree with the guy in the mirror with a heart on.
But it's just in this.
The guy looking at the watch, and you're shooting. You're looking at the watch, and all you realize there's a penis. It's background.
There's always a penis.
It's just really weird when it's mixed in with all these pictures of my kids. It's like a slideshow.
Yeah.
There's a big dong next to a wine bottle.
Oh,
can't
boy.
Find that one.
Tom Seaver. I don't know why that one kind of hits. First of all, he's such a healthy. I mean, he just looked like $1 million all the time. And to think that at 75, he just goes down. But he did have some serious health problems. And, you know, he was married to beautiful young Nancy. They were the perfect couple back in 1969 when he'd been rookie of the year in 67. He had a good 68. 69, he wins 25 games. And my Cubs, who led the Mets by 9.5 games in August, blew it. And Tom Seaver, Jerry Kuzman. I did cry. That's the last time I remember openly weeping. Tom Seaver, Jerry Kuzman, Gary Gentry, Nolan Ryan was in the bullpen.
You're a pussy.
Oh, that Mets. Hey, it was 9.5 games. I was 10 years old. I wasn't even 10 years old yet. But he was amazing. And then they beat the Braves in the playoffs. And then they shocked the Orioles 4-1. And Seaver and Kuzman were... They were incredible in that postseason. Anyway, he won 311 games, 2.86 ERA, 3,600 strikeouts. He was an All-Star 12 times, 3 Cy Youngs, and I tell you what, he probably could have won 5 or 6. He won 3 ERA titles. He was a 5-time strikeout leader. He was so smooth, perfect form, too. Just beautiful form. That back knee was always almost touching the ground when he let go of the ball. He was something to watch.
I was looking at his stats, you know, the big trade when he got traded away from the Mets broke all these Mets fans' hearts.
That was a shocker.
And the Reds ended up trading him back to the Mets.
Yep.
And that was 83. And all I could think of is, if he would have only have stayed 2 more years for that crazy 86 team with Dykstra and Gooden and Strawberry and Kevin Mitchell. And it was just, remember that, I think it was Jeff Pearlman wrote the book on the Mets.
That was great. Incredible team. I can't picture clean-cut Tom Seaver on that team.
Oh, it would have been hilarious.
Tom, didn't he end up with the White Sox?
He did end up with the White Sox. Yeah, it's a great baseball card of him where he looks, you know, like he's 80 years old, but he's playing baseball. Because he's old by then.
Yeah, but he won.
Probably my age now. What I'm now, he's probably how old he was then.
I believe he won 16 games for, I think he won 31 games in 2 years with the White Sox at the very end of his career. That's where he won his 300th. For the
he would have been
hell hoes
42 and 86, which by the way, best sports season ever, 86 baseball.
That was a great year.
Best postseason, best team of the Mets. Oh.
Scott
points out he was on the Red Sox that year. So,
Seaver started with the Reds.
He ended his last team was the Red Sox.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah.
The Miami Heat won a crazy playoff game last night against the Bucks.
So much fun.
I had not even seen the highlights till Mark was watching them, but God.
Such a great
just
game.
Two terrible foul calls at the end of that game. But
that's the definition of a makeup, makeup call.
Ridiculous ending, but the Heat did win. And then today, Steve Nash was hired for the Nets job?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought, honestly, I saw that and I thought, Steve Nash, point guard, heady guy. I would have thought that would have been a pretty simple selection. I mean, I'm not really following basketball that carefully to know whether that was unfair or fair. But then I got the.
Do you want to hear Steve? Prep. Well, do you want to hear Stephen A. Smith what he thought about it?
Yeah, I know what he thought about it. Sure.
I've ever had to take and in my career on First Take, and here is why.
You think it's going to be hyperbolic
at all? I want to state that Steve Nash has no coaching experience, but if you talk about an outlier, an individual that is just special on so many levels, it is Steve Nash. Not just as a player, but as mentorship to some degree with Steph Curry. The brothers that he has looked out for and supported when Quentin Richardson was his teammate, and he took money off his plate to make sure Quentin.
Ah, screw it. This is the long version.
What the fuck is all that?
Where he starts yelling about it being.
He has a long precursor, basically saying.
Is there any way to get to the juice of it?
I like Steve Nash because of this.
I mean, I'll say what he said if we can't find it.
He
was. He said that he was hired because of white privilege, his white privilege, and that this doesn't happen for a black man. But he apparently forgot that Derek Fisher and Jason Kidd both got jobs with very little coaching experience. And, you know, I think it really cracked me up to think about this, that it seems that the more you try to be woke, the higher the standard you're held to, because they have Black Lives Matter in giant letters on every court. And they've got players wearing, I can't breathe, and, you know, Breonna Taylor, and on and on. And a white guy gets hired without a little bit of experience, and all of a sudden, it's his white privilege. Well,
That is blasphemous.
Can anyone do anything right in the NBA?
Don't forget Steve Kerr. I mean, I know he's white, but he had no experience. Isaiah was hired without any coaching experience. You said Mark Jackson, right?
No.
Mark Jackson
was passed up for this job along with
Doc Rivers was hired without any coaching experience. Jason Kidd was terrible, was hired without any coaching experience.
I don't know why Stephen A. Smith felt he had to go off on this, but
it's clear what it is. They have two superstars who run that team, and they chose somebody that they wanted to be comfortable with.
Well, it's just, you know, the idea that under any circumstances, if there's any doubt, there's racism involved. It just seems that's the standard now, especially in the NBA, which I think, you know, it's hard to necessarily analyze why exactly. And the playoffs have been fairly good, but I see the playoff ratings are still not good. I mean, 20% down or something like that since last season. I think the NBA is now, and I never, ever thought of the NBA this way. I always just watched it, enjoyed it. It's a fabulous sport. I think those are the best athletes in the world. It seems the NBA seems like a black thing now. And I don't mean a black thing as a bad thing. I mean, like, NASCAR is a white thing. I mean, isn't NASCAR a white thing?
Predominantly.
Yeah, they're fans.
I mean, that's... I don't even think it's offensive. It just is. It just doesn't seem that...
except for Bubba Wallace, yeah, of course.
And I don't know. Maybe there's some reason, or it's not inclusive, or I don't know. But the NBA does not... It seems like it's the reverse of that.
It goes to its history.
And I never considered the NBA. I never thought about it. I never... Honestly, watching basketball, I never thought about race. My favorite players have typically been... I don't watch the NBA to watch the white athletes. It just... I don't know. I just always loved the NBA. And now I'm not one of those people that refuses to watch basketball. In fact, when it gets deep in the playoffs, I'll be watching all the games. I'll be as excited as ever. But it does leave a bad taste in people's mouths when there's so much politics.
What percentage of the NBA do you think is white?
Players?
Yeah. I just looked it up.
I'll say 70%.
White?
Oh, white.
Yeah.
Players?
Yeah.
20%?
About 24%.
Okay.
The problem is,
the population is 70% white.
The problem is, I think they're all European.
Shouldn't there be a diversity program for white people in the NBA?
Why?
So there's an equal amount of them as there are in the population.
Is that what's important? Isn't it just playing a game?
No, it's diversity. People.
Sorry, I said that.
I'm white. I enjoy watching it. I don't know. I have white friends that enjoy watching it too.
I like watching. You know what? Honestly, I never thought of the NBA as anything but a sport I loved.
You got to point out that you have white friends, Mark.
I have one black friend. You make me feel guilty for enjoying the NBA. Like, I'm not supposed to enjoy it because it's such a piece of shit.
I do.
Something. A lot of people do. Everyone just shits on the NBA, and I still enjoy watching it.
Well, I think a lot of people are angry at the NBA. They want it to be the NBA that they
don't
used to have.
Don't watch it.
I don't think they are. I think a lot of people aren't watching it.
Why do they care?
Well, Mark, don't get mad at them.
No, I'm not mad
at them. NBA,
if, I just don't understand
why they
care about something
they don't
watch.
If the NBA was involved in politics and it was all right-wing politics, wouldn't you find that a little disturbing?
I wouldn't care. I mean, I don't care about NASCAR. I don't watch NASCAR.
Well, you say, it's easy to say you don't care when the politics match how you feel. But if, you know, if, like Tom Cruise films, which you asked me about, but if they ran Scientology commercials beforehand and they, you know, had little Scientology themes inside the movie, I might not like it. I might say, I'm not going to watch a Tom Cruise movie. Fuck him.
I think they probably do, and you just don't know it. You're being brainwashed.
You're probably right.
Isn't NASCAR trend very right?
Yeah, of course they do.
I don't watch it.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I mean, trend as far as the fans?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a NASCAR fan. I'm not a golf fan either.
I just don't get the strategy.
The strategy?
Of NASCAR.
I don't either.
Run around.
It seems like you just basically flooring it in circles.
How do you change those tires so fast?
Somebody's going to get so mad.
If you ever get involved in NASCAR, it's like tasting a fine wine. Once you taste fine wine, you don't want the $3 stuff.
Somebody sent me an email about the Tour de France. Is it going on?
It is going on now, yeah.
And he was saying that it's better than ever because of, you know, if anybody gets
COVID,
you're out.
Out of this world.
And he said, there's a lot of tactics. And I was thinking, yeah, tactics. Pedal as fast as you can. Pedal like your mom's making you come home for dinner. That's the tactic. Oh. So, let's see. Was there any other sports today?
Is this Chris D'Elia news new about him flashing people now?
Who?
Well, two more have come forward. We mentioned the one yesterday, but two more have come forward. One, it was a nude move. He was at a hotel, and he called the front desk, said his air conditioning wasn't working.
No, you're kidding me.
And the lady goes, I'll be right up. And she showed up, and he answered the door totally nude.
Who did?
Chris D'Elia.
What the? I mean.
Oh, Chris D'Elia? He does that for the rando person that comes up?
Yeah, he doesn't know who's going to come through that door either.
Wait, when did this story come out? I don't know anything about it.
Oh, that was a big story today. He was trending again, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm bummed. he is so creepy looking, by the way. Every picture I see him, that big smile, he just looks like, ugh.
Yeah, you're right. He does look like the Joker.
And then there was another woman. I think it was another, he just pulled it out again.
Right.
But he calls the front desk and says, yeah, there's a problem with my room. Get somebody up here. And then he answers the door nude?
Yeah.
So regarding the nude move, yesterday I told you how it fails for men and it works every time for women. I did receive some messages, notably this one that says, I second Brandon. I pulled the nude move with an established girlfriend, nothing creepy, and it was an epic failure. She actually sat there while I tried to find my clothes and got dressed so we could go out and have dinner.
No. That's misuse of the nude move. The nude
it
move
never happened
is,
again.
The nude move is only to be practiced when you're drunk and it's somebody who you're kind of creeping on, who you're not sure how it's going to go. So you just decide, I'm time managing here. I'm going to pull the nude move and let's just lay it all on the line now.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck around and make a bunch of moves and say the right things. I'm nude. Let's go.
You're cutting all out of the bullshit. Just
I had not thought about the time management aspect.
It's huge time management.
It's just like Love on the Spectrum. They don't deal with bullshit. That's why they pull the nude move all the time.
I never did get around to Love on the Spectrum.
So
is that
good. It's such a
yeah?
Great
it looked
show.
Like it had potential. What about Zimbabwe watching the arranged marriage thing? The India?
No.
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 Have you tried it?
No.
I thought it might be interesting. I'm watching Married. Wait, the Married at First Sight.
Sure. Yeah.
They've never seen each other. And that show is stupidly interesting, but it's only interesting when it gets further into the season, because in the beginning it's like, oh my God, you're really hot. I want to fuck you. And, you know, and the girls are really aggressive too. Like there's a couple girls who are pissed because these guys won't bang them. Just kind of
really?
Hot. Yeah. And the girl was telling her, they were splitting into groups last night and the girls were talking to the girls. She's like, I'm usually, I usually start with the physical part and then get the other part. And he's the complete opposite. I'm like, oh my God, this girl wants it so bad. And she's pretty, too.
I'm sorry. I was going to go back to D'Elia. Do you want to know exactly what he
yes,
did?
Yes, I do.
So there's an actress. Her name is Megan Drust, who
never
very, very pretty. I couldn't tell you one thing she's been in, but she's smoking hot. And this is in 20. Let me go back to her then.
She is pretty.
She looks a little bit like Alice Eve. A little bit.
Oh. Happened to Alice Eve. She was in that fabulous movie.
Yeah, she got old.
It's the best movie.
So when this Megan Drust was 26, this is in 2011, they were at a West Hollywood restaurant, hanging out with some mutual friends. We're both sitting there, and I'm like, where are we going? And Chris is leaning up against the door of the passenger side, looking at me in this really... They're in the car. Somehow they got in the car. I don't know why.
She asked him for a ride.
Yeah. And he's looking at me in this really weird way. We started to try to make some flirty...
We know what that weird way looks like. That creepy way. That
yeah.
He started to try to make some flirty talk. I was very confused.
Flirty talk.
Because it just didn't fit the moment.
Super awkward.
Then he took down his zipper and asked me to touch him. And I said, what are you doing? No. And because I wouldn't touch him, he started to masturbate. I couldn't believe it. She then exited the car, which in my mind, I like to pretend that it's in motion, like going like 45 miles an hour.
No, the funny thing is, what does he do then? Does he just keep masturbating? Like, look, I'm just doing my thing. See you. Bye.
Well, why wouldn't you?
If you stop, then it seems like it's even more awkward because she goes, see, he was just doing because I was in the car.
What a creep.
I get out and I have the door open and I walk into the street and I'm saying, why are you doing this? And I remember saying, you're defiling my car.
Wait.
He was beating off in her car, I guess.
Oh, she got out of her own car?
I guess. I didn't want to make him mad or upset because you're in survival mode. You know? He climaxed in his pants.
Oh.
Then he zipped everything up and said, what's wrong with you?
He wasn't interested in her anymore.
Hey, what's wrong with you? After he blew out in his pants.
He needs just to go straight to, I don't know. Well, like, could they lock him up somewhere?
He's over. He's just done.
He's over, but he's going to just inflict this on other people.
What does Chris D'Elia do now? Well, does he go get a 9-to-5 job?
Does he
work at a sheltered workshop or something?
No, he writes under a synonym. That's what he does. He writes some comedy.
He's got
enough friends where he can contribute to maybe some sitcoms or some specials. He'll be a comedy writer.
That doesn't work so well, though. I mean, he was a performer.
He needs to check in a rehab. He's probably got to wait until the rehab is open from COVID so he can go.
Okay, wait, can you recover from that? Could he say, I went to rehab. I'm not creepy anymore.
Yeah, it's
so
sex
hire
addiction.
Me back.
Sex addiction.
I mean, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
That doesn't sound like sex addiction. That sounds like creepiness. He's creeping on young girls, too, on underage girls, which I think is the worst. And by the way, I am so amazed at... I read a story about a guy in Ohio who teaches first grade, and he molested a number of first graders, this guy. He's going to prison for like 8 years. I'm like, 8 years? Are you fucking kidding me? Wow. Did you guys see that story?
No.
It was all over Twitter, and I think it was 8 years. And this guy, because I watch Intervention so many of these people who get fucked up on, heavy, heavy drugs and just can't stop, molestation seems connected to so many of those cases. And I don't know if people, when they talk about drug addiction, if that's a thing that people talk about, but it seems so commonplace. People that get molested at a young age just have, I mean, that is something that people, it is so destructive that I cannot believe how minuscule the punishment seems to me.
That's really interesting. 34 counts, only 8 years.
What the fuck? 34 counts and first graders.
Yeah. His name is John Hopkins?
Is that his name?
Yeah, John Austin Hopkins. I guess he gets three names now.
Way to screw the... imaging of John Hopkins.
When I think about all the time we spend on police and how horrible police are, I'm just amazed that this area, which is everyone is so horrified by, and yet it seems that these people just weasel out of it or they get short sentences and then they do it again. And they tell you that, well, there's really no cure for it. Yeah. Well, if there's no cure for it, then... why do you ever let him out?
Well, I guess the silver lining is he'll be probably anally raped for those 8 years.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's happening right now.
Jeez.
It's up to me.
Because, don't they get treated the worst in the prison? Oh, that's a new show on Netflix I think you'll like. Captive. Has anybody seen Captive on Netflix?
No.
Oh.
So it's about people that were held captive. do you remember the
spoiler alert?
I know. Do you remember the British couple that was taken in Somalia? They were just boating along off the coast of Somalia, and then these pirates came up and took them. real famous story.
It happens, yeah.
I think if
happens.
You saw their picture, you would recognize them. So they're episode two. But episode one is about a prison outbreak in Ohio in the early 90s. Does anybody remember this? This massive prison outbreak?
People got away?
Well, no, they just had a riot. They took over the prison. They took over a whole wing.
Was it
in
Lucasville? Yeah.
Lucasville, yes. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
Oh, my God. It's a wild story because they have all the hostage negotiator talking back and forth, and they talk to some of the prisoners who are still in prison now in different prisons. Oh. Some are out. It's a really, really interesting show. If anybody's looking for something.
Right. I want that guy, John Hopkins, to go to Lucasville. That's where they have the electric chair, by the way. but I just saw him right now giving his witness or his statement. He's a gym teacher?
Yeah. He's
what
huge.
A slob.
Yeah, he's a slob of a gym teacher.
What is a slob?
I mean,
get
honestly,
to be a gym teacher.
When they're that young, you are so miswired.
Yeah.
You are so fucking miswired.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and they'll tell you there's really no cure. And we don't want to, you know, because people are always saying, what's the word for cutting their balls off?
Oh, castration.
Castration. Well, that's really rude to do to somebody. We can't just castrate them. So what we'll do is we'll let them out a little while and see how long they can go.
Nutsack!
See how long they can go without doing it again. And, of course, they tend to do it again and again and again and again. And, of course, if one person comes forward, you know it's 500.
Sure.
Who don't want to say anything, who are just, you know, probably shooting up heroin every 5 minutes because they're so upset.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just, it's so disturbing to me.
Well, that reminds me of the other Netflix show. Did you ever finish watching I'm a Murderer Released?
No, I didn't.
It's going to be a murderer dating program soon.
Well,
it just dreamweavered me. I couldn't stop dreamweavering.
Episode one was a little
boring.
The guy is a total load. I call him he was a high maintenance murderer. He needed a lot of stuff done for him. But he went into a Subway, robbed it for $400, and shot the guy 6 times and killed him. Admitted to it, told some people. They arrested him, threw him on death row. He actually got off of death row. I forget the technicality as to why. Oh, because Texas overturned one rule, and his lawyer said, hey, that means that he's off death row.
Oh.
They put him off death row. Meanwhile,
Texas loves frying people.
Yeah, Texas.
If you're on death row, then you can never get out. Even if they take you off death row, it's like, well, you're on death row, so you're lucky to be alive, so you're never fucking getting out.
Well, apparently there's another law that you have to have mandatory probation after 30 years. So after 30 years, and he's been a model prisoner.
Well, I want my rule to trump that rule. Can you get going on that? That's bullshit, Texas. What the fuck are you doing?
Of course, now he just loves Jesus more than anybody in the world.
I'm so sure.
And he can't shut up either.
So
it just goes on and on and on.
He was, you made me think of it because he was molested when he was 10. And that's what he really blames everything on, because he was molested. But then it turns out
he can't get over it, so you better put him away because he'll never get over it.
Well, but he's got God on his side now, which I feel like
and
God.
And that old bag he moved in with, who has no idea what he did, by the way. It's like, lady, Google it, you fucking idiot.
That's what I was going to mention.
And when he's ready, he'll tell me.
It's like, no. Lady, what are you doing?
Oh,
let's say the old bird couldn't Google. She could maybe ask the cameraman who's filming her as to why you're filming me. She's like, he'll tell me why he was on death row when he's ready. And so then they're driving
he'll
in
the car.
He'll
tell you when he jumps in bed nude with you. That's when he'll tell you.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't think she's his type, if you know what I mean.
But no.
I'm not going to say that to him because he'll end up shooting me, because during the show, he ends up confessing that, hey, the robbery happened after I killed him. He murdered him because they were hanging out. He was a friend of his, and passed out, woke up, and this guy was on top of him because the guy was openly gay.
Oh.
And so he's like, well, I'm going to tell everybody that you're gay. And so he claims that's why he killed him, because he was blackmailing him, and he was going to say that he's gay, which is total bullshit. I think they got it on, and he felt really weird about it and killed him. 6 times, shot
probably,
him.
Probably.
Six
yeah.
times.
6 times is, yes, he got it on and regretted it.
You are gay! You are gay! You are gay! You are gay! You are gay!
Yeah, that was, I watched something last night that was, it's Serial Killer Week on ID Channel, which is awesome. I mean, it's like the best month, it's like the best thing since Bundy Month. Remember Bundy Month?
Yeah.
Everything was all Bundy all the time. It's Serial Killer Week. They had Dahmer. Dahmer was like the first show. Then they've got Bundy in there somewhere. And then last night they ran this thing on the Baker. Wait, the Baker Butcher, I think they called him. Because he owned a bakery. His dad owned a bakery. And he owned a bakery. And he lived in Anchorage, Alaska, I believe. But hang on. This story is really fucked up. Yeah, Robert Hansen. He looks like a really normal guy, doesn't he?
Hmm.
See the picture of him? He's got cool glasses, by the way. It's like, oh, man, I want a pair of his glasses. Where'd he get those?
The Robert Hansen collection.
Yeah, aren't those nice? Have you seen his glasses? They're cool. They're sort of, well, you'll see them if you Google them. But anyway, Zot Forge, giant summer sales event, is winding down.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got, aren't those cool?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I mean,
yeah,
I would love a pair of those.
It's a Buddy Holly.
Is he alive? I want to write to him and find out where he got those.
He is.
Anyway, they've got Ford models below $200 a month.
I know he's not.
They don't have as many, but they still have some. So if you want to take advantage, you could also lease 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, F-150s, all new Rangers, all under $200 a month. You got to get your ass into Zot Ford and Holly in the next day or two, period. Player Dave, period. By the way, there's not watered down. Oh, somebody, by the way, on Facebook, somebody sent me a screenshot of somebody going, who is Player Dave?
Oh,
and, oh my God, did they get hit by drops? They just got so nailed by so many Player Dave drops. It just cracked me up because I'm like, I can't believe these people remember these drops so well. But they were all.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
That was one of them. anyway, all these deals, under $200 a month. Got to get into Zot Ford and Holly in the next day or two. Player Dave, period. By the way, these are not watered down bus rides. Zot Ford's selection is full of fat-loaded whips and lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4 options. You know the routine. Get to Zot Ford and Holly and just talk to any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County and tell them we sent you and let the shower of low prices, you will literally hammer
them. I hit the Powerball.
Hoo-ah! All those low prices hitting you in the head. Excellent service begins to flow. Until then, look at the massive inventory at Deals in the D.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is.
That's what a player he is. He makes the rules, and everybody abides by him. He was amazing. He was a Dateline topic. And honestly, I wish we could get a hold of him. We never were able to do that. But
I dodged a bullet there.
Wasn't he just an incredible player?
Yeah.
Fine. I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
We had a really good number for him, too.
I know. And the people that we called the old oil change place,
they
were so bummed. They were not nice.
He's not doing that now. He's got another job. And his
Player Dave.
His numbers, that's not him? You're shaking your head.
I don't think it's him. In fact, I had a conversation just today with a listener via Boner Line 20966 Boner. And we were kind of going back and forth on the one that you're suggesting. And I believe he did the forensic accounting of the tattoos between Player Dave on Dateline and this Dave that's also in Texas. Huh. And it just doesn't match up.
It was just weird that they included all those things that he said. You know, like, look, this is going to be sex and nothing else.
Yeah.
And then when the girl dumped him, he's like, whoo, I dodged a bullet on that one.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Pew.
Does he say pew weird or no?
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
It's
a little weird.
Phew.
He was so into projecting. He really, I think he went into that projecting himself like, people are going to know that I'm Player Dave.
It worked. Think about the poon he got after that.
It's been an exciting return for the Yaldo Eye Center. They're back. They're doing LASIK. They're doing multifocal implants after taking months off and becoming COVID safe. Boy, I tell you, these people taking all this time off, very tricky business. But they're back, and they're offering $1,500 off the regular price. If you've thought about getting LASIK, like so many people with Dr. Roche who are going in there, I mean, it's like it's the time to do it. You don't have to go anywhere. Everything's remote. Everything's on Zoom. So you can recover nicely, or people are finding that to be a very workable situation. I wondered if people, you know, just aren't going or doing or, you know, like so many people aren't choosing to do things, but a lot of people are choosing to do that.
Yeah.
So I assume a lot of people also choose to see if LASIK could work for them. If you get rid of contacts and glasses and reading glasses, and although it'll cost you money, you'll save money in the long run when you don't have to pay for all this other crap. And Drew and Mike listeners are now getting $1,500 off the regular price. If you bring a friend, you get an additional half off surgery. It'll pay for itself, and the money you save on eye exams and all the contact lenses and glasses crap you spend every year. So call 1-800-398-EYES, get a free evaluation with Dr. Yaldo, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell me what the Drew and Mike discount.
You know who could have used Yaldo? Robert Hansen and those dorky glasses.
Those glasses are cool. I think they're awesome. Don't you don't like those?
Well, I mean, he obviously, he stole them from Malcolm X. Malcolm X had those glasses.
They look cool on him.
No. Oh, yeah, I see. With the upper frame, and then the bottom is kind of glass or something, clear.
In the, cool. there's kind of some in the middle, you know, there's a little bit of...
I thought ID Channel did a great job on this story, because this is a guy in Alaska who had the strangest... I mean, all these people who are serial killers or sexual sadists or psychopaths or whatever, there's always some really strange quirk that seems to exist in their mind about sexuality. And this guy, I didn't really know quite what it was. At the beginning, they're playing audio of him essentially confessing and explaining what he did. And they never get to the final point, but you just sort of got a feel for what this guy was all about. He was married. He had this bakery. His father had had a bakery, and he had a bakery. He had been arrested for a couple things in the early 70s that were sexual assault-type things. I believe they involved prostitutes. Mm. And then he went a long time without getting any trouble. And then all of a sudden, that dancer is missing, and you know this prostitute is missing. And you know it seems like it's a story we've heard over and over and over.
Where they escalate.
Yeah, because people just think that prostitutes are transient people, and they're not like real human beings. Well, they are like real human beings, and
but they operate a little outside of the system, so it's hard to
Yeah, they oftentimes they're not in touch with their families like most people might be or as regularly. So it takes maybe 6 or 7 prostitutes to be missing until somebody says, "Hey, that's a lot of prostitutes that are suddenly just missing." And that's kind of what happened here. And the interesting part of this story at the beginning was that this guy who was friends with Robert Hansen went hunting with him. And he was a big hunter, and he stuffed all this stuff, and he had a man cave in the basement with all his stuffed animals mounted, which becomes really weird as the sun wears on.
Stuffed animals mounted.
Stuffed animals.
Okay, sounds really whimsical.
I'm not a hunter. And he had cute. this bear rug, which, by the way, a couple of these people that he killed, he took there and said, "Yeah, you want to make love on my bear rug?"
Oh, how cliche.
I know. It just
stinks.
Did he have a fire going, too?
I don't think so, because it was a basement, which made it kind of even grosser than it already was. But the guy that took him hunting, that sort of was his friend, took another friend hunting. And afterwards, I think maybe a little bit later, the guy said, "Hey, you want to go hunting again? I'm going to go with Robert, and I are going to go hunting." And the guy said, "No, I don't want to go hunting with Robert." Huh? I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "He really took too much joy in killing those animals. There was something really strange." Huh. It was like he was, he really got turned on by the kill part. Oh, it was not a game.
I've always said humans need more animal blood. It keeps the spine straight.
And he just freaked this guy out on this hunting trip. He didn't want to go anywhere near him. So then, again, all these prostitutes are missing. And then this one girl goes to police and she tells this story. She's a prostitute. And she said this guy pulled up and he said, "Hey, how about a blowjob for $200? And she's like, "Yeah, cool.
$200? Whoa, geez.
I know. This was in 1982. Wow. And this is terrible.
Man, overpaid by like...
It's Alaska.
Well, Mark, you're not going to believe this, but I had the same reaction you did. I was like,
$200 for oral, $50 for half and half. Anal will cost you extra.
I thought, well, she must be a hot prostitute. I Googled her.
I've never heard anybody spend $200 on a prostitute.
Yeah, but the standard of living is different there. There are fewer women.
It seemed like a lot. No, you're right, Trudy. They talked about that. And the titty bars are huge there and were at that time and probably still are. Anyway, she was very pretty. And he quickly told her that...
Here's the actual audio.
"All right, so let me get this straight. So I'm going to pay for a blowjob, and I got to pay for a goddamn hotel room, too? Well, that just seems like I'm spending too much money for nothing. I got a house. You can just get your ass over here, and I can just do the blowjob here."
What a nice guy.
They ended up at his house in his basement, and the bear rug offer was made. And... what happened was, after he picked her up, he handcuffed her. He had a rifle, and he said, "I'll blow your fucking head off if you do anything, so you probably want to come to my house with me." He takes her to his house. I forgot where his wife was, but I guess she wasn't there. Takes her to the basement and the bear rug, and he rapes her on the bear rug for, this is weird too, when they say, someone's raped for 5 hours, I'm like, 5 hours.
Oh, God.
5 hours? For five hours, really? Yikes. But anyway, you know, it just sounded horrible. So anyway, she gets high marks. I mean, usually he just kills them, and then he buries them in this these wooded places or these places sort of out in the hunting area where he used to go. Yeah. But she likes her, so he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take her to the airport. We're going to fly in my little plane, and we're going to go to my cabin, and we're going to have sex for a couple days. How does that sound? She's like, well, I really want to go home. And so he's like, nah, let's go get my plane. Oh. So he drives to the airport, the private airport. He's got a plane, and he's got her handcuffed, and somehow she busts out of the car, and she just starts running.
Whoa.
And they're at an airport, and this guy's driving up, and she goes, help, 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 this guy did this. And you know, meanwhile, Robert Hansen with the cool glasses drives off, and he drives home. And so this guy that pulled up takes her to the police. She tells the story, and they go to him, and he goes, that's crazy. I don't even know who she is. What are you talking about? And they end up believing him.
Wow. Wait, they didn't go in the basement? Look at the bear rug?
They did go to the basement, and I think they did look at the house, and they didn't find anything. And
what an inept
later basement. On, they would find out that, of course, and this, you know, if I was advising a serial killer, if somebody said, hey, I'm a serial killer, I'm really worried about getting caught. Do you have any advice? I would say, okay, look, you guys, you fucking serial killers, you always have to keep a memento. Yeah. Don't keep a memento. Don't keep an earring or a bracelet or whatever.
Panties.
Because Hansen, of course, has to keep jewelry from everybody he kills, and he's got it behind insulation up in the attic. And he also has the two rifles that he used to kill these girls in the attic, too. And it's like, get rid of the fucking rifles, Hansen. What are you doing?
If you're giving these trophies, why do you put them someplace where you can't admire them?
Apparently, he'd secretly go get them and then beat off.
Beat off.
He would go up there all the time and look at this jewelry and go, oh.
Beat off, yeah.
Get all fired up.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, if I were part of a serial killer help group, that would be the first thing I would say, because they always know.
And leave and your phone at home.
Yeah, leave your phone at home, of course. They knew those mementos were in the house when they eventually got around to it. But meanwhile, this girl is like, stop making up these crazy stories, you know. And so he gets off. He kills someone else. And meanwhile, there's two female investigators, and they knew it was him. They knew. And finally, one of them got another search warrant. They went to the house. And she went upstairs. And they've scoured the basement. There was the bear rug, you know, the girl had talked about. And that was the other thing, too. It's like, well, he's got a bear rug. He's got, I mean, what the fuck?
The story really? Squares, yeah.
And he's got, he has a plane, and he has a cabin. And so they find the two rifles, and then they pull more insulation out. They find the mementos, the dumb fuck. And I would have given that advice in exchange for his glasses if he'd asked me. So it's really unfortunate for him. But they find out that his deal is, and they have a lot of recordings of him. They talk to him at length, which is pretty fucking fascinating, as terrible as it is. I mean, can't bring the girls back, so I might as well listen. He talks about how with his wife that she's much too wonderful and pure to ever even ask her for oral sex. They just have straight sex. And in his mind, the minute someone gives him oral sex, because as he explains, he was kind of nerdy, pimply faced, and just kind of a load.
I can see it.
And so he ended up never having sex, never having a girlfriend, until he went to prostitutes. And so prostitutes, he would always buy the oral sex, and so he associated oral sex with prostitutes. So his wife, he would never ask her to do such a thing. Right. So when the prostitutes gave him the oral sex, then they were, you know, they were just, you know,
hideous,
gross, unredeemable women who he didn't care
deserved
about.
Deserved to be killed.
Yeah, deserved to die.
So did you know this was made into a motion picture?
Whoa, really?
I did not.
Anybody want to guess who played Robert Hansen? Just based on the look.
He does Ethan look Hawk? Like somebody.
Did you already look it up,
Brandon?
I
just ran into the picture. I can't. I saw it.
Who does he look like?
He's played by John Cusack, and Cusack has the glasses on.
Oh!
And Nicolas Cage played the lieutenant, I guess. And
I can't believe he fucking gave the glasses to Cusack. What did Cusack do for him?
And Vanessa Hudgens played the prostitute.
Oh, the one that got away?
And actually talked to...
The prostitute.
Paulson, yeah, the prostitute. So she got married and had three kids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the prostitute
After
did.
Going back to hooking.
You're a hooker!
Yeah,
she did hook for a pimp for a while after that.
Really the first girl was, I think she was 18, the first one he killed, and she worked at this strip club. And they kept talking about how curvy she was, and I'm like, look at that curvy. And then they showed another picture later on. She was very curvy. But that's neither here nor there.
Quit buying prostitutes. You quit buying prostitutes.
That's what you think about when you watch this.
Well, I sometimes you just like killing time, and it's a boring part, so Google that girl and see what... You know, $200 for a blowjob. She better be hot. She was hot.
So the budget for that for the movie was $19 million. It made $5.5 million in theaters.
Yeah, I don't even remember it.
When was
it? It's called Frozen Ground, 2013. Want to guess its Rotten Tomato scores?
It's got to be bad because it didn't do squat.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it had bad scores.
I'll say 66 for the audience. What? What'd it do?
50 for the audience.
Wow.
Close. I was just surprised you're that close. Do you want to guess for the...
Critics, probably... I'm going to say 41.
61.
61?
So critics liked it more than the audience.
I didn't do better.
I don't,
who knows what it opened against.
That's why Cusack turned bitter.
Maybe.
Is it people
those classes
like that
did not do it for him. Oh, man, that was a wild story. But I'm telling you, Serial Killer Week has been pretty fucking amazing so far. I'm trying to think what's on tonight.
They went on Israel Keyes. Remember Israel? That guy? Yeah, I just thought of him because she said Anchorage. Wasn't he based in Anchorage, the guy... The nut job, and he ended up killing himself in the cell. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh,
went all over
guy.
The country.
Yep. Yep.
They think he might be the most prolific serial killer.
That
but
was
I,
a crazy
I say that about everybody,
story.
Though.
Yeah, but he was pretty good at going around and all over the country and leaving things. He would leave like a kill kit.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Yeah, and kill the person.
Yeah.
After he sort of set it up. Yeah, he was weird.
Wow.
Good God.
Trudy liked him, Trudy. He was attractive. He would have loved
no,
him.
No, he was not.
Yeah, Trudy, if Hansen wasn't so pimply, you got to admit, he looks sharp in those glasses.
He looks okay. He's sort of average.
I think he'd make a couple rounds for you, at least.
I may be able to fix him up a little.
I could see him winning a first round. Maybe a second round upset.
Yeah. Better than
who's against.
Hotter than Gacy. Hotter than Gacy.
Although Gacy was pretty successful. He was a contractor. He had his own business.
He's no Ridgeway.
I don't really care about that.
No, he was not. Trudy, you want to mention what Dr. Roche has got going on?
Yeah, they're getting people skinny and evolving them at Dr. Roche's office. Evolve prices are a super great deal right now. As a matter of fact, they've got introductory rates, 3 treatments of Trimmer Tone, 3 Tight, 3 Zerona, 3 Virju Laser. And the idea here is that you get a series of these non-invasive treatments, and it tones your muscles, trims off cellulite and fat, and the Virju Laser, again, you know, jumps in and smooths everything out. So all of these different treatments were usually $5,300, and now they're $2,500. So that's a really great body contouring thing that you can do when you have free time, which we do have a lot of, 248-338-1110. And guess what? It only takes about 45 minutes. There's also $3,500 saline breast implants. Broadband light is back because... there's less sunlight, so not as many people are tan, and that's the time to get that treated, all those fine lines and the freckles and age spots. And their CBD products are top quality, non-GMO, and 50% off. Mm. And CBD, they're medical grade, so CBD products, you can get, you know, to like Rite Aid, maybe not, you know, the same. And these really do help with pain relief and muscular soreness and stuff like that. So give them a call. And you can go at droche.com and shop for what you need. Basically, do a teleconsultation, and you're all good.
Put your best face and body forward, Dr. Gregory Roche.
I could probably lead you into that better, huh? I didn't know
if it was
coming.
No, it's fine.
I can't see you.
I know. Isn't it great? We got to have the guard up so you don't give me COVID.
Oh, is that it? Is the TV
the
guard?
I guess. I mean, that's why Drew moved you to that seat, so you're not sitting across from
him. It wants to spread everything out. Look at that area there.
I don't know. I think he was scared of getting COVID.
Yeah, maybe.
It's been revealed how much Harry and Meghan are getting paid by Netflix. Do you guys want to guess how much?
God, no. Go ahead.
Isn't it supposed to be a monster deal? Like, I thought I heard it was more than some of the Game of Thrones guys got.
What? Really?
You tell me.
$150 million. I don't know over how many years, but $150 million.
I heard that this morning, and I thought, can't you take $150 million and help people? I mean, I know that sounds...
Well, that's
like a silly platitude, but that's what they claim they're going to do. It still isn't that going into.
Well,
their...
now they have that $150 million. I guess they could just give that money to charity and help people. I mean,
maybe they should.
No one's going to
watch
their
own bills first instead of charging everybody else for their protection and shit.
Maybe they should pay Daddy back, right? Because didn't Dad give him a bunch of money?
Yeah, which Daddy?
Supposed to be alone.
Oh, Charles.
Charles,
not Thomas.
No, not Thomas. like Thomas has that money.
But they're in the same town as Thomas now. Why haven't they got together with Thomas?
Because she dumped him. Remember? She dumped her dad.
He should just shamble by.
My daughter dumped me.
We also found out who the other company that was bidding against him, and it was Quibi. which just wouldn't that have been a match made in heaven, Quibi and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle doing a deal together?
That would have been sweet.
It's so going to bomb. This is just going to be a total disaster for them.
Yeah, I've already vowed not to watch those.
Well, who needs more woke programming? There's plenty of woke programming out there.
They need more shallow programming.
They do. I mean, look at the problem with movies right now. It's all superhero movies or it's, like artsy-fartsy movies.
Or some human achievement.
Yeah, there's nothing in the middle anymore.
That's true,
a lot of money. Yeah. I know. Well, I'm glad they're happy.
Hey, the Stones Goat's Head Soup comes out tomorrow.
Oh, it does?
Their big release, yeah.
Drew was telling me there's a big article in Rolling Stone about the Rolling Stones and how they're never going to quit. COVID's not going to stop them. They're going to keep playing until they die. And my response was, well, I think we all assume that, right? We just assume that they're not going anywhere, which is good. Yeah. I mean, I like them. I'm glad they're still around.
But I love how they have the money in the bank for the show they haven't done, and they're still making money off all of these other projects. They're keeping it going. They've got that store in whatever the swanky part of London is. And
well, not to mention they have Drew's money.
And they got Drew's money.
That they're reinvesting all over the place.
And they've got the Goat's Head Soup money, which they already made money on.
Ugh.
Making more money on it.
Those guys do need a lot of money, apparently.
Yeah, they do.
But I mean, if Jagger were the first to go down, then they're done.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good question.
I think if they go down, they'll keep going.
If Keith dies, they'll keep going, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Page will join the band, and it'll be all set.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, you got to have those two guys, though, in a sense.
I mean, we know Mick would want to go on even if Keith died. The question is, would they? I mean, Charlie dies, they'd still go on.
How are they managing, though, the fact that they both did drugs and smoked for the longest time, and then Jagger got in great shape, and Keith kept smoking, but he's fine. They're both same amount of...
He's an enigma.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention, but they do, for lack of a better word, work out every night. I mean, they are moving around on stage. They have been for years.
Yeah, that's true. They probably also have blood boys separately.
You rarely see fat, like, musicians. Even John Popper got thin.
He did, yeah.
Even Meatloaf got thin.
From, what's that one...
Who are the fattest rock stars?
Are you talking about Les?
Goo Goo Dolls bassist? He got thin.
Really, Goo Goo Dolls guy was really.
Yeah, he got thin.
Oh, that kid.
Mama Cass died, so she doesn't count. Adele just got thin.
That's true.
Axl Rose ballooned, for a while.
Axl did get fat. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who else like a big fat. You just don't see him because they move around. Elvis did get fat. But then he lost a lot of weight for that comeback show, and then he got fat again.
Vinnie Paul of Pantera, he was a little chubby.
He was big, though. Wasn't he just a big guy?
Vince Neil, the winner.
Vince Neil. Apparently, you're right.
Does he have any...
That shoots down my theory of doing shows keeps you thin.
Does he have any cameo going on right now? Because they can't perform.
No, because he's still hiding his slick physique. Like, we haven't seen the updated pictures of him after he worked out.
He
no
didn't
one's
start
seen
working out at all.
But speaking of, I'll check right now, and speaking of cameo, Meatloaf, he was a fat rocker, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And Adele, did you guys see that Chet Hanks was hitting on Adele?
How did that happen?
Well, because everybody pointed out how they both... co-opted Jamaican culture.
I thought it was a joke. They really have come together, drawn together by the fact that they both...
He was rough. Look at him. There's Chet. Rocking out to Adele.
Oh, you're such a dipshit.
And then he put
Adele,
in there...
Adele! You know I say me a prayer from a long time.
But after I see a picture of that, it sweet me. Man, I tell no lie, my girl. Ear style fit you.
What?
Big up yourself. And,
Does he live in his car? The second question is, does Tom Hanks ever wish that he would have just maybe, like, pulled that one out?
No, I think Tom loves Colin. Great. Yeah, I got one son that's a fantastic actor, and the other son's just kind of fun to have around. I don't know.
Just a meathead.
You know, I mean, they love him to death. Here's a new video that I haven't seen.
I've come around a little bit on Chet, in a way.
Really?
He amuses me now.
His platitudes are so
Oh, they're
dumb.
Phony. They're phony, but he's kind of like a lovable meathead.
I wake up this morning and I see the internet turn up one more time. Wanna go easy, no? No watching, no fears, man. Your time soon come.
Shut up.
What? Oh, my golly, that view. Must be nice to
have.
But
money.
Yeah,
daddy's money.
I wonder if Adele is slid into his DMs like he asked her to.
Well, it's.
I think she's above him.
Should we call our buddy Shane to see if he's cool with that accent? Is that his name, Shane, down in Jamaica?
No, Shane, yeah. Shane Armand.
I'm sure he'd be cool with it. They're probably big Chet Hayes fans down in Jamaica.
Shane didn't sound like that either. He's like.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, why is Chet Hayes
there?
Canceled?
I think we were just talking about. He's because he's a meathead.
I know, but he's appropriating patois.
Because nobody cares.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I don't really want to cancel.
I was just saying.
It's just funny that he keeps doing it, and he's been told to knock it off, although his mom said it was the funniest thing that she'd heard all night.
Let me ask you this. What is he going to be canceled from?
Instagram.
Instagram's
it's all
off.
He has.
I know. That's my point. He can't be canceled from anything. I guess Tom could cancel him from the family.
He does. He puts out music.
Yeah, like it's 1,000 hits. Man, I don't know. I was telling Trudy, I think he's growing on me.
Chet?
He's kind of a lovable idiot.
I got some bad news for you.
What?
Somebody sent me a scene from Batman.
Yeah.
From Dark Knight. Chet Hayes plagiarized an entire segment with his Dawn. The Dawn is the whatever.
Well, that kind of makes me like him a little bit more.
But come on, that's almost as bad as Al the Intervention Guy in his web series when he stole that 25th hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Although that was a much longer rap. But I just had the most... had the most ridiculous thing happen upstairs. I had been earlier when I was... getting ready for the show, and I was writing down stuff. There's so much entertainment news today, including the story about the Bay City Rollers bass player dying.
Yeah.
I think he was 62 years old. He was 17 when he joined the Bay City Rollers. And the only thing is, he was their second bass player, which is like, wait, why is this even news? The second bass player of the Bay City Rollers died? The second bass player? Although I love bass. Anyway, he was on the song, I Only Want to Be With You. Which
by Hootie and the Blowfish?
I only want to be with you. And as I'm reading this, it said, by the way, the song I Only Want to Be With You was a top 40 hit 3 times, which is very rare. I mean, there's a lot of songs that have been hits twice. You know, the original, the cover. I mean, there's a million examples of that.
Wait, it's not this song, right?
Is it this song?
Wait.
This is Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, not this song. No, it's a Dusty Springfield song.
Oh. You like to laugh at me because I'm
hung just like a squirrel. Pretty good bass playing on that.
Yeah.
Dusty Springfield had a hit with it in 1964. And then somehow I stumbled into, okay, Samantha Fox had the third hit with it, the Bay City Rollers in 76. And Samantha Fox in 89.
Hot. She was hot back then.
I don't know why. I always did not like her. I mean, she was hot, but
was her face too long?
She had no talent. She was a zero.
She was hot.
She was just a singer.
Oh my God, she's huge now.
Samantha Fox?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, hang
Very
on.
Very top heavy.
Here she is performing Touch Me back in 2019.
Does she have a song called Love House or something? Because I stumbled into that.
Out of breath, if that tells you anything.
How you doing?
I mean, can she even get nostalgia work?
Apparently, because here she is last
year. I'd like to thank David and the Midnight Band for inviting me here.
Why are you breathing so hard?
To beautiful Portugal to perform.
Yeah, she's this fattened up a bit. She's chubbed up.
8 years. Look at the computer, Drew.
So it's great to be back, everybody.
She's hot, man.
Oh, yeah. She's way hot. But do I have to hear her on the radio? Because she's hot?
Yeah.
Can't I just look at her nude pictures? God, she is hot.
Those are the biggest boobies you've ever seen.
Touch me now. Quick ass.
Dumb.
But yeah, that's ridiculous. So anyway, I bumbled from that to this story. This just came with Detroit News. Protest groups repeat call. Chief Craig must go. It's a story about how horrible Chief Craig is and blah, blah. I'm like, Chief Craig, if Chief Craig is unbearable, who the hell could be police chief?
Yeah, no, he's pretty.
I mean, really?
It's a way he's got for a that, pretty- for Detroit will breathe to stay relevant.
Well, it seems like it's just not.
Wait, who's behind this movement?
Detroit Will Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that?
Well, Tristan.
They're out there protesting every night, after night.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Fighting the police, baiting the police.
It's not Sam Riddle.
Never, you know, there's a curfew, and they never want to agree to the curfew, so they always have to stay out fighting until somebody gets hit with a baton, and then they can say that the police berated them. But, come on, really? And there's a story yesterday I wanted to talk about Portland, because Portland, and, you know, Brandon, you said that people on the Boner line keep saying, oh, Portland, it's just normal, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be a big deal, but they're setting bonfires outside the mayor's condo every night. And, in fact, on his birthday, they were out there singing, happy tear gas to you, which is like, ha, 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 that's so funny. And they're breaking into businesses around his condo to get stuff they can throw in the bonfire. And then they're taking lit things. They break windows in the lobby, and they're throwing burning objects in there, trying to get the condo to catch on fire. And the condo is a multi-story building. I mean, that was not too cool.
Who's doing this, though? Because in that scene there's so many different forces involved with all of this.
I think it's BLM, because they're the ones who are demanding people leave their properties and give them back. And, I mean, it's kind of crazy, to be honest. I don't know specifically that much about it, but he's the one who keeps saying that there's really nothing going on here, nothing to see. And Brandon, you said the Boner line people from Portland were saying the same thing.
Well, we really only got the one really long message from the guy who said he lived two blocks from it, or, you know, 10 minutes from it or something like that. And when he walked to it, that it's just kind of this one enclosed area. Or maybe that was Seattle. But
well, the mayor is moving because the mayor's building is under so much duress with people shining lights into all the windows.
Why doesn't he just step down?
Oh, because he thinks he's doing a great job. But he's moving. He's selling his $840,000 condo. So it's obviously a very nice building. And people are shining lights in the windows and, you know, setting bonfires out. And on his birthday, they were trying to set the building on fire. And they're breaking into businesses, which actually the protest group ended up, people were angry within the group because they were breaking into minority businesses, as it turned out. Or some of the businesses were minority businesses. It's like the whole thing is just, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, this is really crazy. But, you know, the mayor, if he wants to move and he's happy with that, then, you know, whatever.
He's not going to get much for that condo.
Yeah, I would think that would be some, that would cause some depreciation, I would imagine. So, oh boy. And that reminds me, is it a sheriff? Somebody in Detroit was killed by a prisoner today.
Story is awful. God.
Yeah, and this is a really popular guy, too.
Wayne County Sheriff.
Yeah, wrote his name down somewhere.
Brian Searcy.
Yeah, very well-liked guy. And
50 years old, killed by a 28-year-old inmate.
And they didn't say what the inmate was there for? Or how he had a chance to kill this guy?
No, not that I haven't seen much information on it at all.
Did you happen to see, there was a shooting that was targeting Detroit police where some gangs had allegedly said that, you know, we're offering We want to kill police. We want film of it. What's I don't know the backstory that well, or maybe that wasn't Detroit. But anyway, there was something targeting Detroit police, and there was a shooting, in fact, and there's four suspects, and they got three of them who shot at police. This is on Telegraph and 6 Mile at a motel. And the fourth guy, they were showing a video of him on the news because he's a suspect. Did you happen to see this guy? He's running around a gas station.
No.
He's wearing orange shorts and a black shirt, and he's got these really long dreadlocks, and it's like he's just kind of running from car to car.
Huh.
No?
No.
Anyway, I don't even know if they arrested him yet. And then there was another one where this guy who shot the 10-month-old, the 7-year-old, and the 11-year-old, who was driving a white Chrysler. They had the model specifically, but
300.
I don't know if they've gotten anywhere with that, but just a lot of messy stuff going on.
Yeah.
And, I mentioned there was a lot of entertainment news today. There is a lot of entertainment news today. Britney Spears is calling on the Free Britney movement. She is joining forces with the Free Britney movement, which may be the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard of, because the Free Britney movement does not know what the fuck is going on. They have no idea.
Well, her support of it really shows why she needs a conservator.
She's embracing the Free Britney movement.
Oh, my God.
She welcomes them. It said she welcomes their informed opinion of what is going on. Informed opinion? What the fuck do they know?
I think we welcome it, too. It's just they don't have one.
This is just so dumb. Jamie Spears, I mean, think of Jamie Spears. Remember when Jamie Spears, first of all, I don't think it's something he really was dying to do. It's basically that she could not be trusted to raise her own kids. For a long time, she didn't even have her kids. I think she gets them every other weekend now.
Spending all of the money that she made on really dumb stuff and drugs.
She just burned up her workout room at where she lives.
Not a candle.
But, I mean, they were really implying that this Free Britney movement has, that this is some important movement, that this is a real thing. No, it's not a real thing. She can't run her own life.
Yeah.
Britney Spears does not have a problem in terms of being represented by lawyers. And she is
She openly kissed Madonna?
She has plenty of money at her disposal to spend in terms of fighting for whatever it is that she wants. But the court keeps saying, no, you can't run your life. You're an incompetent human being, and your father will run your life. And, in fact, it was not too long ago that her father, remember when her father got, was it colon cancer or something?
Oh, yeah.
And he was very sick, yeah. And she went into rehab because she was so upset about his illness.
Yeah, that's right. Fake.
It's like, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you could help your dad while he's going through a tough time? But no, you're so affected. Boy, talk about making it about you. She went in for some kind of treatment because she was so upset about his illness. So I don't know who.
I wish I had a father.
This, as far as I'm concerned, the Free Britney movement is another cult. It's like a cult, isn't it?
How many people are really in the Free Britney movement? Is there really?
There were a lot of people at the courthouse. There were like, I don't know, it was like 300 or 400 people there. This is a while back. I don't know.
Are they like Swifties, sort of?
Yeah, they are.
Same kind of.
I think it's the same sort of thing. Yeah. But they really believe that she is being held against her will, and that she doesn't have any resources to help herself.
Leave Britney alone.
That's another product of the internet, though. There are people who go online and just. I don't know. They just get this in their head from all these different sites and stuff.
I think a lot of these stars now, because they're on social media and they're on Twitter and they're on Instagram and they're in all these places and they're constantly spewing off their latest, you know, random thought. A lot of these people are almost like cult members. They revere these people well beyond their music or whatever it is they're known for. Rapper Salento, on the other hand, who I don't know the song, Mark, but he had a...
Yeah, he had a pretty big song.
1.7 billion streams. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty, really big. Anyway, he was booked on domestic violence and assault with a deadly weapon and released. And the next day, he entered a complete stranger's residence wielding a hatchet looking for his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Who he domestically assaulted the day before. Now... the homeowner was there with his children, and apparently, I don't know what happened. He was arrested, and he's probably out again. But is there anything more to that story? Do we know? Is
he
still in jail?
Yeah, I think so. I think they arrested him.
That's great. I love
the song.
I love that.
I think this is one of the big songs.
Watch me. Ooh, watch me.
That's a big hit. This is a big hit?
Yeah, there was a whole dance that went with it.
Yeah.
I like the beginning where he says his name a bunch of times.
You already know what it is.
No, I don't. You haven't said it yet. Once. Twice. Three. Okay.
Wow. That sucks.
Okay.
Terrible.
Terrible. Jane Fonda came out of nowhere today to say that Marlon Brando was bad in bed.
Uh-huh.
And then she wished she had slept with Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay.
Really?
That's fun.
I thought that was an interesting thing to
came on to her.
With. I don't know. I don't even know, honestly.
Stuck, right?
Would Marvin Gaye really want to sleep with Jane Fonda? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, back then.
It's hot.
Well, let's see. That would have been about the 70s, 80s?
It
yeah,
was hot. She was an activist. She was kind of groovy.
I can't see Marvin Gaye. I don't know why. I can't see her bossing Marvin Gaye around.
She doesn't.
Bossing. Really. Maybe it's a one night
stand.
Jane
Fonda likes to boss people around.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think she does now. I don't think she did then.
Yeah, she did.
Well,
back
you know,
then,
she
was. Boss the whole country around.
Yeah, she did want to boss the country around. anyway, Marlon Brando, if she saw last. Last Tango in Paris, wouldn't she. I've
no.
Had a pretty good idea that maybe Marvin Gaye wasn't. Or Marlon Brando.
Was he.
Not the most exciting guy in bed.
Well, I never saw that movie. I've heard all about it. But is it.
It's.
What
gross.
Is he being too sloppy and.
Well, he wants Maria Schneider to get the butter so he can apparently.
Get the butter.
Put it in
the worst movie ever!
Let's just talk about this matter here.
Why does he sound so weird?
He always talked kind of weird.
But why was he always? I mean, is he a great actor? Because everybody puts him like in the top five greatest actors ever. But
I don't know. I really good
person's voice.
I honestly thought he was a very good actor in that movie. I did like him in that movie.
But he sounds weird.
Those movies where he's
he's being smothered.
He's sort of the misunderstood rebel.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
Island of Dr. Moreau, what a stinker.
Didn't he have Michael Jackson throw food over his fence or something like that? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah, because his refrigerator was locked.
Well, yeah, and
hamburgers.
They took a picture of him in his yard. He was wearing his underwear and he weighed like 300 pounds. I mean, he was a disaster.
The best Marlon Brando moment of all time. Let me cue it up. I got to find it real quick.
You're going to make out with Larry King? The penis.
Huh? No, not the time he blew Wally Cox.
How did that picture get out where Wally Cox's penis is in his mouth? That's really weird.
That's another when Larry King interviewed me.
Who was the photographer?
I wore some red suspenders in your honor.
Oh, my God.
I did everything I could, and then I've received some criticism from these people saying,
They wanted to do you themselves.
They wanted to do it themselves.
So I'm honored. Do you see my eyebrows that dark in that way, in that kind of dark look?
Yes, a little of the, what do you call it? Who was that guy, the famous Italian guy? Not Raymond Navarro, but the other guy.
Oh, my God.
King couldn't edit that part out of the show?
The big lover. What was his name? Played the Sheik.
Oh, Valentino.
Yeah.
That's Valentino. The look you have.
That's right.
Why? I want to touch a lot of bases with you. It's...
Now, doesn't he end up in a kimono at some part with his bare feet hanging out?
He kind of did wear muumuus.
There he is in his bare feet. And Larry's just talking to him totally normal.
It was a nut.
He was pretty kooky. And, of course, his son murdered his sister's boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
And his other son was best friends with Jackson.
Yeah, stepson, or his adopted son, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was weird. I don't even know that.
Was it Nico?
Nico, yeah.
Would you rather have been a musician?
I don't know. If the dog hadn't stopped to pee, he might have caught the rabbit. How could I?
What?
Larry?
Not everybody is on the same drugs, Brando.
Yeah, he was out there. Johnny Depp has a new girlfriend.
All right.
And I think he's made another mistake because she's beautiful, Sophie Herman, but she's 33. does he really want to be with another young, really young girl that's 25 years younger than him that he's going to be jealous of all the time?
It exaggerates how much older he looks.
Do you know he filed a new lawsuit against Amber Heard and she countersued?
Oh, she countersued again?
Yeah, for $100 million.
I can't imagine someone wanting to be with someone who's so obsessed with their last relationship.
You mean Depp's new girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why he wants to be with her. She's gorgeous. Yeah, she sounds like a nice person. I know, but he's 57. She's 33.
He's not a good 57.
He's not. No, he really has aged a lot in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Can you party like he parties and forever remain Peter Pan? I don't think so.
No.
Maybe it opened his eyes up, the Amber Heard
version. Yeah.
Anyway, she put her phone number between his guitar strings. She made the first move, apparently. So she wants him.
Ooh.
Mm.
She's in a show on Netflix, Made in Chelsea.
Huh.
What's that?
I don't know.
Dang, I hit the Powerball.
Made in Chelsea?
Made in Chelsea.
Okay. I'll be watching that this weekend.
Lily Reinhardt says she's bisexual.
So is Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash just got married to a woman.
You know, who's Niecy Nash again? I forgot.
That girl, huge boobs. She's been in a bunch of stuff. You would know her. Let me show you.
How do you spell her first name?
Niecy. N-I-E-C-Y.
Niecy.
Who is the other one that you had mentioned, Drew?
Lily.
Sophie Herman? Depp's girlfriend?
No.
No, you said there was a girl who's a...
Lily Reinhardt.
Lily Reinhardt.
Reinhardt.
Hmm. Yeah. She was on the CW. She's Riverdale.
I want to say Niecy Nash might have been in one of those stupid dancing shows.
Hey, she's from Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Really?
I don't know why I don't know her or where I should know. Where should I know her from?
I want to say she was on like Dance
Cleveland!
Dancing with the Stars. She kept talking about her jiggly parts, which meant her tits, because her tits were always huge and moving around.
Okay.
I swear, I would have thought for sure you would.
It's a high bar to get some sort of stardom these days.
Reno 911 is what I know her from originally.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I think it's so true. There are so many stars now because there's so many platforms and there's so many places where you can find a niche audience, and then for some reason, every time you come up, it's like I feel like I don't know anything anymore. There's so many shows and there's so many stars.
By the way, that Made in Chelsea show is a reality TV show, so she's not really an actress, Depp's new girlfriend.
Well, maybe that's why
he cares. It's just
he's such a catch for her.
It's just a piece of ass.
Did you guys see the Aubrey O'Day pictures?
Yeah, she's
huge. Boy.
Where she was gigundous, and she's been promoting this diet plan, and so people are like,
Did you hear what Donald Trump Jr. said about it?
I did not.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Well, allegedly, and I saw pictures of her yesterday, that's not her. The fat girl is not her. She took brand new pictures in a bikini.
Oh, the before and after?
I don't know, the fat girl is an Aubrey O'Day lookalike. It's like those crazy people that look like Mike Clark that are grandparents,
yeah.
Grandmoms. It was one of those deals.
It's just
a fat girl that looks like Aubrey O'Day.
Now a source says that it absolutely is her. So I don't know, man.
Well, she took pictures yesterday in a blue bikini, and I think she was holding the newspaper up or something.
Yeah, there. Well, she's
holding, and she did not look perfect, but she looked really good. She didn't look like that girl.
Well,
they were claiming that fat Aubrey O'Day was using filters to make these pictures. And it's like, there is no filter that can take you from that girl to that girl.
That's incredible, man.
Wow, okay.
Well, you think that she's the big girl?
I don't know. I really don't know.
See, I wondered, the first time I saw the pictures, like, really? Is that Aubrey O'Day? I saw her like a year ago.
Well, she wrote, I'm so sick of what people do for clickbait. And my lawyer needed this photo to defend me against it. When is the industry going to stop abusing women's bodies? Well, I thought it wasn't you.
Oh, she's sticking up for the girl.
I thought she was saying that. Oh, she's sticking up for the
girl.
Here's
some pictures the week before. She kind of looks really good. I don't know. She's made up, but she looks big.
Do you know the picture I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, the girl I'm talking about is like 300
this
pounds.
One, right? Right?
That's not the worst picture by a mile.
Well, okay, does Aubrey O'Day have a tattoo right there that says that word?
Let's see if we can find out. Brandon, did you do any investigating into this?
See,
this is actually the first that I learned that the photo may or may not be her. I didn't know that. I just thought it was her.
I kind of did, but I wonder. I thought, God, she's gained a ton of weight in a short time.
Oh, they show it. They show it, although it could be photoshopped onto the sloppy girl.
Oh, the tattoo.
The tattoo. But I tried to get a side by side, and their noses do not look the same. Although you could, your nose could have gotten fat, I suppose.
New picture.
I want it to be her, so it's her.
I mean, here's the picture that,
how's that for logic?
The side by sides everybody's using.
Why did everyone hate Aubrey O'Day? I honestly detected that from the original story.
What is there to like about her?
Well, no, I don't like her. I just didn't know. Is there something I don't know about Aubrey O'Day?
Who is she? I guess is what
she was in one of those bands that. Yeah. Diddy put out?
Yeah, Danity Kane.
I thought she was just a washed-up singer who still was kind of cute.
And now she's huge.
Who are you?
Okay.
She's been a Playboy.
Yeah, I knew she had. Oh, I get it. Okay, here's a picture of her. Donald Trump Jr. Okay, that's what it is. I forgot about that. Wasn't she having a fling with him when he was married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why people are so excited about this.
To me, she looks like Amanda Bynes in this picture.
That does not look like the same person.
Well,
no.
Well, she's made up there, though.
Yeah, but then that's when you go to looking at features to see whether, you know, the structure of her face is the same. Nose,
okay, so
eyes, et cetera.
You guys think she, the really heavy girl is Aubrey O'Day?
Yeah, just because I want it to be.
Well, I mean, putting want it to be aside...
Well, that tattoo, it doesn't look photoshopped, in my opinion, on her. And there's another picture with her with a tattoo right there. So I don't know.
Okay. I thought there was no way that was her. I mean, I questioned it when I first saw it because I thought, I just saw her not that long ago, and she didn't look anything like that. And she was promoting a diet plan, so it was kind of funny if it was true. But the next day...
Medically speaking, for your height... Your weight puts you in what we call the disgusting range.
The picture I saw yesterday looked like her saying, this is what I look like now, and I'm not that chick. So I didn't realize she had made the comments about body shaming.
Well, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be paparazzi's just going to be outside her door just waiting to get another picture of her. Does she have two dogs like that?
Right, that's...
Yeah. No idea.
Well, next time she goes out for carryout.
Why?
I didn't really want to spend as much time on Aubrey O'Day, to be honest, because I really don't even know who the fuck she is. I just knew she was in that band. I thought this was a simple, you know, one-and-done kind of thing. I didn't know there was this much debate about it.
Wasn't she trying to take down Donald Trump Jr.? When all that shit was going on? I don't know. Whatever.
I think she just said she had a fling with him. I don't know if it went much beyond that. But there was a whole series, I don't know what I stumbled into, but I stumbled into this really weird page of, Daily Mail puts them out there too. It's like one after another after another. These are actual news stories. Selma Hayek, barely contained in skin-tight birthday dress. And then they had another one, like six stories down. Selma Hayek bursts out of birthday dress.
Well, she dies.
She does, yeah. And she had pictures, she had put out a picture of her on her birthday, her 54th birthday, and a picture of her at age 30. And she looked very similar. She really did.
Yeah.
And she was bursting out of her birthday dress.
She bursts out of everything she wears.
And then not long away from that is this story. Noah Cyrus bounces WAP assets in skimpy bra with fiery red hair. And I'm like, oh, God, really? Cyrus? Do we really have to hear about her all the time?
Yes, because if you have a celebrity that's not really talented in any way, you have to know their entire effing family.
Brad Pitt's 27-year-old girlfriend goes braless in sizzling model shot. And there's her long face. I mean, I look at her face and I'm like, am I halfway to her chin yet? Jesus, are we halfway there? God, how much longer to her chin? Jesus. And then Bella Thorne's sister went on OnlyFans. And people are livid about it. Sex workers are so pissed.
Yeah, which wasn't she trashing sex
workers?
Yeah,
she said it's not work. And sex was like, it is work. It's not work. We fuck so hard. What did Bella Thorne do that was so terrible?
She didn't get nude.
Well, I saw her lower regions.
I know.
Saw her masturbating.
But
that looked like pretty nude to me.
I don't know. People are
But
next.
If people want to pay
She's Miss Howard Stern 2009. She was AVN Best Anal 4 years in a row. That's huge. She works almost exclusively out of her butt.
If she wants to go on OnlyFans and people want to pay the money, why are sex workers angry? I just didn't understand it all. She apologized,
She's like
too.
The Sandra Bullock of butt porn.
I think they're jealous.
But she apologized. I'm like, what is she apologizing for? For earning $2 million in one day for doing basically nothing? Who wouldn't do that?
Yes, that's why she is apologizing.
So then her sister goes on? Doesn't that seem a bit disingenuous if her sister does the same thing 2 days later? I mean, personally, I'm not worried about it one way or the other. I just found the whole thing fascinating. First of all, like, how do you get $2 million? I mean, that's... I suppose if she's doing real-life porn, yeah. And some of it was porny. It wasn't...
Porny.
The typical OnlyFans material.
I heard that, Brandon.
Shit.
And Talking Head singer David Byrne apologizes for wearing blackface in 1984.
Yeesh.
Yeah, reminding everybody that he wore blackface in 1984 because no one knew.
Wait, he stepped up to do that?
He apologized for it.
He self-confessed?
I had no idea that this was in the movie. This was in Stop Making Sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I guess he played a bunch of characters. I don't even remember that.
I don't either. And I saw the movie. Yeah. I saw it in the theater.
I got to see this.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to see Stop Making Sense, so it might work for in his favor.
Brian Austin Green, by the way, this is just...
He's back with that whore.
Yeah, I saw that he was back on the beach with Tina... What's her name?
Tina Louise.
Actually, no one knows who she is.
No relation to the Gilligan's Island Tina Louise.
But somebody asked him about, hey, what about Megan banging Machine Gun Kelly? Would you ever get back with her? Someone asked him that, and he said, I never say never. I kind of feel like... People aren't paths in life, and sometimes your paths are together.
Oh, he's holding the torch for her.
And you travel that path together, and you see eye to eye, and then sometimes paths do different things.
Oh, God.
It's sort of pathetic and sad, honestly.
Really sad. He's going to end up watching, like, Falwell.
It's very. If she would let him, he would. Oh, and he is just... Machine Gun Kelly is just machine gunning her. Like, bam, 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 bam. It's like, oh, but I want to be with her. I'll perform oral sex on her right after Machine Gun Kelly's there. Crazy. Oh, I love her that much.
I was hanging on to the story.
Tina Louise is hotter than
it's
Megan.
Very hot.
It's not even close.
You know what's funny, though? I thought you would not like Tina Louise.
She's pretty hot. She is very globbed. Blobbed.
That's exactly why I thought you wouldn't like her.
But she's hot. I mean, so she's blobbed. Whatever.
I thought that would be a distraction for you.
No, it doesn't. I don't think her blobs are that bad. The girl, okay, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, Colty's new girlfriend for Brazil, the redhead, she has these giant blobs on her thighs, on each thigh. It's like, oh my God, does that look stupid?
That's not too many blobs for you?
Wow, that's a lot of blobs.
They're a little bit colorful. They're not as green blobbed as I'm used to seeing.
There you go. Can you guys see?
I mean, I'm not going to say that I like her blobs. They're, you know, she does make up for it.
I mean, that's more blobs than Megan Fox.
I'm not attracted to Megan Fox.
I know another reason you wouldn't like her.
Megan Fox or?
No, Tina Louise.
What?
Are you looking at the screen still?
Yeah.
Her eyebrows?
Too tweezed.
Well, they're very thickly drawn up.
I like her big eyebrows, but they're kind of something.
What are you going to do about her eyebrows?
What about her hair?
I would offer her to get some work done on her eyebrows. I don't know. I'm about her hair.
I'm blown away because you think Brad Pitt's girl has a long face, but here's a girl that there's a lot of things about her I think you wouldn't like.
I wonder if the carpet matches her pubes.
It just takes when I think you're gonna to look Brad Pitt's girlfriend in the face. It just takes so long.
Well, I guess this is...
Tina Louise, she's got an incredible body. There's no way you can argue that. And by the way, they show...
Plus, there's just so much to look at, so many drawings on it.
They show Brian Austin Green on the beach with her, and he's staring at her ass in like every other picture. He just can't get over how hot she is.
He's got a nice rack.
He looks very happy. And he's trying to show bass. Did you notice his bathing suit?
He is.
Look at that. He's trying to show bass. And I think he's got a boner.
Don't put it away.
That's why he kept Green. Going, that's why he kept going in the water. There's your butt. Those
wow.
blobs.
Was he on Cameo?
I think
lately?
He got some blobs just to be hotter to her.
Yeah, has he done any new cameos?
Yeah. Does no one do cameo
no?
at all anymore? No action?
Speaking no. of celebs dating, did you see who Minka Kelly is dating now?
Who?
Trevor Noah.
Oh,
I,
really?
I guess she likes people
really?
That aren't funny.
Oh my God, she could do so much better.
I know! I was blown away by that.
Did we talk about Mariah Carey, by the way?
With Jeets?
Yeah.
I don't think we have talked about it on the air.
Well, she's made news twice this week. One was because she said, Ellen fucked me over when I went on the Ellen show. She made me turn down champagne because I was pregnant, because there were rumors I was pregnant. And so she was trying to basically squeeze it out of me. So she ended up having to basically fess up that she was pregnant.
What a shitty thing
Ellen sprung champagne on her. And then she said, because she's got her book out, and she said two songs she wrote were about Jeets.
Yeah.
And she was apparently banging Jeets when she was married to Tommy Mottola. So one of them is, I think, called On the Roof. And it's where she and Jeets had their first kiss. And the other one's called My All, because she risked my all. She risked everything to meet Jeets in Puerto Rico, because apparently she loves being banged by Jeets.
She also said the Roof song, she said it was a great... I laughed at this because she said she wore a buttery leather Chanel skirt. She remembers what she was wearing. Which seems kind of shallow.
Chicks are kind of like that.
But then she's
shallow. I mean, they might remember.
She's talking about how it helped her get past living in Sing Sing, which I was like, Sing Sing,
the prison of Tommy Mottola.
Yeah, Tommy Mottola prison.
That's what she referred to the house she shared with Mottola.
Yeah, you're in prison, but you get 20 number one hits
and shitloads of money. But whatever.
She looked good back then, man.
She did. Yeah. She looks pretty good now.
And her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, remember what happened to Nick Cannon?
I mean, when he talked about his reverence for Hitler?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think that happened to him.
His reverence for Hitler, Nick Cannon did? Is that what he said?
No, he quoted...
Farrakhan.
Remember
Farrakhan, yeah. He had the interview with Professor Grizz where he shit all over Jews and...
Yeah, he was. He's in alignment with Hitler. Put it that way.
So he alignment with Hitler. The last thing we heard is that he was endorsing Kanye for president, which
mm-hmm.
seemed, you know, on brand.
Oh, good for him.
But Viacom and CBS, who got nixed his talk show and
yeah,
all that,
they're taking
stuff,
him back.
They're going to work with him since he's apologized and got on this apology tour. They bought into
it after he refused to apologize and called them out for a million things. Why are they taking him back? I was stunned by that.
Because they believe in his apology.
Oh, right. Please.
He said they've praised the work that Cannon claims to have done to make amends.
What about Roseanne?
She didn't do the work that Nick Cannon did.
Plus, it's ratings. The show draws in more viewers than Roseanne's did.
Well, I don't know about that. Roseanne's show did really well.
Did it?
But Nick Cannon took a picture with those two rabbis, so.
Oh, okay.
It's over. It's fine. Everything's A-okay. And Mossimo and Laughlin are supposed to report to prison soon, right? But I guess they're freaking out because they don't want their sentences to overlap for the children.
The children are like 30.
Exactly.
And they hate them anyway. Like, the kids hate their parents.
Yeah. Oh, they'd rather have them in there all at once.
They're 20 and 21 years old.
If I were them, if I were their mom, I think I'd hate them.
Well,
the children hate the parents, I think.
She'll just come out and say, I fucking hate my kids.
Yeah, because, God, just what twerps they are.
Yeah, and they totally blamed the parents, too, which is cool, even though they took the pictures.
Entitled little bitches.
I love that story where Mossimo was just blasting the guidance counselor because he said, you're not on the rowing team. What's this all about? Well, that nosy weasel.
I like what Mossimo said to the girls.
Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
What is the...
I wish Jaden Smith was my son!
I was trying to remember who Michael Cohen recorded again.
Chris Cuomo.
Oh, Chris Cuomo. Mm-hmm. Who would have a conversation with Michael Cohen?
Well, no
he
one
now. He records everything. Well, I know, but Chris Cuomo got busted.
Saying what, though?
He said that reporters.
So he doesn't. He hates the media, or he doesn't believe in the media, or
Chris
something.
Cuomo
like that.
Hates the media that he is a part of.
I don't know.
First off, he's a turd, but he was basically saying that all these reporters are calling ABC to find out, you know, about if I had any sexual harassment charges or allegations against.
Well, they hustled him out of there, right?
Yeah. Well, he took a job with CNN.
Well, were there accusations against him?
Not that we know of. Not that came out. Probably buried him with a non-disclosure agreement.
Why would Michael Cohen be asked talking to him about that?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, it's this continuing thing now where apparently anyone can record anyone at any time. Because if you can record Trump and you can record Melania, then why can't you record Chris Cuomo?
You can.
But I just don't know why people are more careful. You're talking to Michael Cohen. He recorded his law clients.
Yeah. Well, when did he record Cuomo? That was the one thing
I didn't know. Before that was revealed.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I thought it was recent. I got the impression that
he's been in
time
jail.
Cuomo was talking to Michael Cohen trying to get information about Trump, and Cohen turned the tables on him. But I honestly don't know when the phone call was. But did Cohen just put it out there?
Well, no. Tucker Carlson. That's a really interesting part of it because they're like, how did they get this audio? Because nobody had this audio other than the FBI and the Justice Department, and then Tucker Carlson played it, which is interesting because he's had allegations against him, not to mention everything else that has happened at Fox. But and then Trump tweeted about it, so that's fun.
Yay.
Calling him Fredo.
Does anyone believe...
He called him Fredo 3 times in the tweet.
Well, that's a racial slur, according to Chris Cuomo. Yeah, and no one else.
That's why Trump does it, yeah.
Well, is Fredo really a racial slur?
No, it's not.
It's a character from The Godfather. Now, that's where Brando was good. Brando was good in The Godfather, wasn't he?
He was barely in it, though.
He was like... Blah, 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 blah.
Wasn't he in... wasn't he in the first one?
Yeah, he was.
I thought he won an Academy Award.
I did.
Isn't that the one he didn't accept? He sent the Native American up to get it. And
that's right.
Yeah, I thought that was The Godfather.
Those people could understand her.
Did you know Brando took calls with Larry King?
Are your friends? If they are not...
I wonder what were people calling about.
Well, what would you ask Brando and King about?
Let's take some calls for Marlon Brando, Montreal.
I ask about the Wally Cox picture.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Brando?
Yes.
Hi, I just want to ask you, considering that you are
What is your name, please?
Natalia.
Natalia.
Yes.
Nice hitting on her.
Okay, calm, Marlon. Go ahead, Natalia.
You are freaking sexy.
Considering that you're a very private person, why after so many years of obscurity, of refusing to be in the spotlight, have you decided to publish your autobiography?
I think that you have misunderstood something. I wouldn't be on that program, on this program. Somebody in Louisiana, a woman, I don't know who she was, said anybody who shows his face in public is an ass. And perhaps that's true by some standards. In any event, fate has brought me to this moment. And,
you knew he'd have a long, rambling answer.
You're tripping all the time.
Those suds. Let's see if he takes another
Oh, this is where they're
singing.
Spain.
Oh, no.
Spain.
What are you talking about?
And the North Pole, well, I have charted. But
it sounds like one of them is trying to copy the other one. Like, one of them knows the words and the other one doesn't.
Go.
On the golf course. I'm under par. That's right.
No, Larry.
Did they think this was good?
It was good television.
Show place, but I can't get. Still, I can't get no place with you.
Do you think he got it from a gay relationship?
Let me take another call. So. Zurich, Switzerland.
This is Sammy from Zurich. It's fascinating to talk to two legends at the same time.
Two legends at the same time, Sammy from Zurich.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Yes, Larry. I'm sure that all the free thinkers in the world would agree with me that you deserve a Nobel Prize of your own.
For what?
Elective one. I'm sorry, I'm not sure when I could be in the air again. So
no,
Larry.
You have a question for Mr.
Yes.
B.
Mr. Brando.
Mr. B.
You had a political and social agenda sometimes. You defended the American Indians, for example.
Yes.
You were an inspiration for us when we were in the best boarding school.
What's going to be dumber, the question or the answer?
Have you ever considered a political career in your life, like President
Clinton? Ever want to run for office? Thank you, sir.
Yes, oh, Larry has cut you off.
Well, he got to his point, and I'm moving it along.
Okay.
I didn't cut him off. I cut him off.
Oh, my God. I love
how animated Larry is now.
Wow. He's irritated. I feel like I dropped acid like about 15 minutes ago, and this is the result of it.
I think Larry snorted some speed before the show, and Brando took some downers.
Jeez, that's...
I don't see any other phone calls on here.
Has this Melania book come out yet, by the way? Does anyone know?
Good question.
I believe so.
apparently, Ivanka and Don Jr. both want to be president. I want to be president. I want to be president. You can't be president. I want to be president.
Let's just run together.
And they both, Melania and Ivanka, both want to be the Jackie O of 2020.
Who cares?
And... My favorite is that Melania, first of all, Melania called her the princess. And second of all, she was trying to make sure she was blocked in the inauguration shots.
Yeah.
She allegedly, this woman says that she spent a lot of time working with the camera people on what angles they'd be shooting from so she could put Ivanka in some place where she wouldn't be seen.
Right. She was barren as a blocker, too.
Pretty dramatic.
She also wanted to be called or introduced as First Lady Elect. Or she wanted to be introduced as First Lady. And they're like, well, you're technically not First Lady until after the inauguration. She goes, how about the First Lady Elect? And they're like, you weren't elected.
One thing I wasn't sure I believed was that.
And then they said, Karen Pence is using Mrs. Karen Pence. And she goes, First Lady Elect, and walked out of the room.
She said that she also laughed about the grabbing by the pussy thing. She thought it was really funny. I don't know if I believe that. I seem to recall.
That's so.
That is Donald. That is Donald. That might be the way he talks all the time, and she's used to it.
In the book, she laughed at the aide who taped her saying, how many times have the word pussy and president been said in the same sentence?
And they laughed at that.
And that's what they laughed at. Right. So it wasn't really what he said or the act of it.
Okay. Well, it was mischaracterized.
I know. It's been mischaracterized everywhere.
Pussy.
And does anybody really think Kim Jong-un wanted to bang Sarah Sanders?
No.
Maybe he has a type. You know, she had black hair.
He'd be the one taking one for the team.
Yes. Well, I remember, was it Gaddafi who really wanted to nail Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah.
No, I might have the wrong one. Not Gaddafi.
Condoleezza? Who wanted to bang Condoleezza? Probably Saddam. Wouldn't that be around the same time?
Oh, she met with him, didn't she?
I honestly can't imagine fantasizing about Condoleezza Rice. I don't know why. It just...
But what about fantasizing as her being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns? Remember that?
Yeah, that was funny.
Or golf.
It was Gaddafi. It was Gaddafi.
What?
He had a huge crush on Condoleezza Rice. He had like some shrine of her, and he just would always contact George Bush and just say, hey, I need you to get these messages to her. He loved Condoleezza Rice.
Really?
Yes.
That's really weird.
But here's the difference between the two is Kim Jong-un, he's got his pleasure brigade. His pleasure brigade is literally hundreds of women who are the hottest of the hot North Koreans, and their entire job in that country is to pleasure him.
Yeah.
Never forget.
And Dennis Rodman every once in a while.
Hashtag never forget when Gaddafi was finally cornered in that tunnel and killed, that he was also sodomized. I just wanted to add that for a little color commentary.
The video where they have a blade, and it's like maybe 3 or 4 inches long.
Yeah,
it's not a big blade. And they're just constantly just shoving it in his butt.
I think he was pretty much dead by that point, wasn't he?
Wasn't dead.
Oh, that was before they shot him?
Yeah.
What if he liked it?
No, he didn't.
I can take more of that. Fuck
he's trying to be
guy.
The tough guy.
Fuck
I know, but it's still a hard video to watch somebody suffer and die.
You watched it? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it right when it came out. That was, 2012?
I just Dreamweaver. Are you talking about Gaddafi's death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Spring. That was...
Welcome back.
Wild!
What part did you hear or not hear?
I just... I was...
I'm not even paying attention.
He was in his phone. He was mazzing into his phone.
I told him to call at 7:30, which was stupid.
Who?
A friend of mine.
Oh.
From from Blacksburg days?
Oh. You can wrap up.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Although we didn't talk about the another hard video to watch, the Daniel Prude video, the guy in Rochester, which is going to lead to more, you know, protests.
He's the new Jacob Blake. He's the new George Floyd.
I think it's worse than Jacob Blake. Did you watch the video, Brandon?
Yeah.
It's rough, man.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't want
to
watch
it. What sucks is part of me wants to say Carl it happened it. In March. Come on, we're moving forward, but it's, you can't say that.
Good luck with that.
Well, now you're hitting on the bigger part of the story because the family's been asking for that video and information for a long, long time. You just wonder, why have they been sitting on it? Have they been sitting on it because of, you know, the riots and stuff? And
of course, you don't want to.
There's one in L.A., too. There's a guy running away from the police with a gun in his jacket, and I guess he drops the jacket and his gun falls out.
He's on a bike, yeah. And they wanted to pull his bike over, and yeah.
And he,
fuck that guy. I mean, that guy's, you know, that guy was bad news. So was the guy.
Well, I know, but there's a million of those guys. It's, you know, I sent this thing to Brandon yesterday, just as it's an interesting. Did you watch the video, Brandon?
Yeah, I got it queued up right here.
It's a video of a cop who is at the window of a car. He's pulled over, and he notices the butt of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
In this guy's pocket. Is it his pocket, Brandon?
He's got a holster, I believe.
And I think he'd already asked the guy if he had any weapons. We'll just play the video.
See your problem? Where's your keys? Put your hands on the steering wheel. You got a gun in your pocket? Huh? What are you actually doing? Because I just saw the butt of a gun. You got a gun in your pocket? Listen to me very carefully, brother. Listen to me very carefully. You move your hands anywhere near that gun, you're going to get shot. You understand that? You understand that? Answer the question.
Yes, I have my
gun. Don't reach for the gun.
He reached right for it.
I got my stuff.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm
Can you all get to your boy, man?
My bad. I'm sorry.
You reached on it one more time, bro.
I'm trying to show you that I got my certification right here.
We can figure all that out later,
all right?
Don't reach down there. Hey,
first step.
Where is this, though? What's where the cops call you, bro?
I'm not sure where it is. It's actually someone's show, and they're running this to show just how split second, you know, these decisions are. And this cop, honestly, the cop was taking a bit of a chance by screaming at him instead of pulling his gun. Well, I think he has
his gun out. Yeah,
yeah. But you know, the guy reaches right for where that gun is, and the cop, you know, he could have been shot. So, I don't know if that's bad police work or good police work. I'm sure people are probably very happy.
Breaks down what the cop should and shouldn't have done. Like, there's a couple occasions where...
Well, they made a couple of mistakes there. According to the police, they were a little too lax there because the guy, first of all, reached for his gun. Second of all, in the end, it turns out he did not have a
concealed carry.
Concealed weapons permit or whatever. Mm-hmm. He did not. It was bullshit. He did not have one.
And the guns. There were a couple more guns.
More guns in the car, and they weren't his. So, I mean, can you imagine dealing with this shit? No. I don't think many people can or do.
Absolutely.
But anyway, yeah. So there were two or three. I saw two or three things today. This one in L.A. There's another one. What was the one I asked you about before the show?
Well, D.C. The one.
Yeah, there's one in D.C. that people were. I think there was a protest in front of the police chief's house.
Yes.
And this guy pulled a gun on the police. And I don't know why they think the police... Did the police shoot him and the police people think they shouldn't have shot him? Or did they not know?
I don't know.
But it sounded like it was a, you know... I don't know what the police are supposed to do when someone pulls a gun on them, honestly. It seems... I thought that was pretty straightforward. But then the Los Angeles one and the Rochester one.
The Rochester one's rough. The one I don't understand about it is he's cuffed. He's got the spit hood on, which is going to be, they're going to make a lot about the spit hood.
They had a long thing on the Spit Hood on Inside Edition.
Yeah, that one video they showed on Inside. Trudy, you saw that with me.
Yeah.
I think that guy was just trying to say why his Spit Hood was better.
Oh, yeah, so get my Spit Hood.
Yeah. Like, that was a little bullshit they had in this story.
There's a big Spit Hood bidding war.
But I just didn't understand. The guy's cuffed, and he's on the ground, and he's got the Spit Hood on. Why did they leave him on the ground? Why not put him in the back of the patrol car? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the policing, what they're supposed
to do. Seven of those police were suspended. So this one, we're going to hear a lot about it. Six cops.
They're talking about the Spit Hood being the biggest part of it. The optics of that were bad, but the fact that they pushed his face into the road and then put their knee on his back.
What did he die of?
Asphyxiation.
And he had PCP in his system. But the autopsy was ruled a homicide by the medical examiner, which is kind of surprising.
From putting his knee on his neck?
Yeah.
And there were hands on the back of his head smashed into the road. I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why he couldn't breathe?
Yeah. Well, it's. According to the medical examiner, the video's weird too. And you know, I mean, I don't know, and I probably would react the same way, but he immediately stopped talking and they're like, "You okay?"
And they went limp. And then stuff started coming out of his mouth. And then,
they're like, "Oh man, he's puking." It's like, "Oh, he's dead." That's what is going on.
You puke when you're dead?
I don't know.
But it was after
he took his last audible breath.
He died sometime. I think he died later, but he was brain dead.
He was put in a coma.
Did you mention that he was nude?
He was nude.
He was nude. I did not.
I mean, I don't know if that means anything. It probably doesn't.
I mean, I wish.
It's disconcerting.
I wish this wasn't an issue and we just got to see the video because he was yelling some crazy stuff.
Well, you know.
And you're going to see video of the cops laughing at it, but I really think they were laughing because he kept yelling, "Look at my dick!" I'm serious. They were laughing after he kept yelling that. Which,
you know, this case.
In hindsight isn't funny in the whole situation, but at that moment, it's kind of funny.
This sounds exactly like the guy in Texas who was yelling, "I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying," and this guy is completely nuts. The only difference is he's white. So I'm sure this will be painted as being racist and nothing else. And I don't know if the officers in the one case, and I can't remember the guy's name, because it doesn't get much publicity, but I don't even know if the officers were charged. But this guy was lying there dead. They had no idea he was dead for probably 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, so there must be. I mean, clearly there's something I don't understand as to why you wouldn't. I mean, if you arrest the guy, why not take him away?
Is that Tempa you're talking
about? Yeah, that guy. Now, that guy was, out of his mind.
But so was this guy in Rochester.
They kept holding him down on the ground because because they thought he was going to run away or do something crazy, and he suffocated. And, you know, they're sitting around laughing and joshing around, and he's dead, and they don't know he's dead.
Oh, I know.
But until they put him in the
ambulance. That's more
ambulance
unfortunate.
I
don't think it was a cause of, you know, of
They did. There were lawsuits, and they were blaming the police, absolutely. And I don't know what happened or what the result was. It's not something you ever really... I never even knew the guy until someone sent me the video.
The only answer I want is with the Daniel Prude one is why? I mean, I know they were waiting for an ambulance, but why not? It was snowing on him too. It's like why not just put him? Because he was laying there flat for a long time, and then he started like sitting up, and then that's kind of when they were like, "You got to get down." It's just why not just put him in the back of the patrol car?
He did run out in his boxers and his socks, and then then he took his clothes off because he was still too hot.
And they said they think he was breaking windows of a business.
Why was he so hot?
PCP.
He's on PCP. And
apparently, it makes
him
hot. Yeah. I don't know. Does it?
Like, try some, Trudy, and let's find out.
Okay.
I just remember someone doing
long weekend
nude
when I was in college, and he spent about 2 hours. We were trying to convince him that he was not going to die because he insisted he was going to die.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
He wasn't going to die from the PCP. He thought he was going to, like, all these terrible things were going to happen.
Oh, really?
He was just very, extremely paranoid.
And so that's you just had to like, keep reassuring him?
I tried to. It was pretty hopeless after a while. And I wanted to say, you know what, you're going to fucking die. Okay, bye. We're taking other hallucinogens, and we'd like to continue our fun without you.
I mean, such a bummer.
Yeah, why are you taking that shit?
Harsh.
Well, on that note, let's get out of here. That lovely note.
Yeah. Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
Woo!
Woo!
Another COVID weekend. Yeah. There are a couple football games, at least.
What's the big one?
I don't even know. I just know they're on the schedule.
I know there's some in Alabama. Like I think Central Arkansas, the team in first place, because they're the only one that has a victory so far. I think they're playing UAB, and they're allowing 20.
They already had a game?
Yeah, last week, remember? All the long snappers were out.
Yeah, I didn't see that game.
No one did. And then there was a guy on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, some verified guy. And he's like, all these sports reporters are talking about football and how it should be canceled, and yet no one is covering the game. And then someone responded with, because it's Central Arkansas and Austin Peay.
Oh, they will so be covering the games next weekend because there's some good games in the schedule next week. Aren't there? There's got to be.
NFL
starts shortly after that.
I'm so disinterested in the season. And my team's not playing, so.
The pennant race? Yeah, I know. I don't think my team's really going to do much.
The Derby this weekend, right? Derby.
My God, think about that. We're going to have pro football. We're going to have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, a pennant race.
Wow.
Sporgy!
We should delay all sports all summer long.
And what will people be watching? NASCAR and golf.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, have a great weekend. Arts, Beats, and Eats going on Royal Oak as well. And we'll see you on Monday.
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?